iHeart Radio station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
More serious now.
Doogie.
It's only going to get worse.
Dieter.
Why?
Charlie.
What a bitch she is.
And Jeffrey.
My brain gets short-circuited.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us, put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. I'll get the email here in just a moment. Jeffrey is here. He is, I always like to check on his mood first thing in the morning. Seems a little bit slow this morning.
Very slow.
There he is.
Not really. Just, yeah, I'm good mood right now.
Oh, yeah? You're in a good mood?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Your face looks good. Is that new? Have that Monday?
This beard?
Beard is nice and clean.
He looks Amish.
Crisp.
That's a totally... That's like the way the Amish wear their beard.
Oh, I love that. It's called chin strap. Yeah. I've had this style before.
It looks awesome.
On him, it's perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I'd try to change it up a little bit, you know, look a little more presentable.
Good.
Right. So, yeah.
Dress for success.
That's right. Just like Dom. See, yeah. It's Dom wearing a button-down shirt today.
Black button-down shirt.
Oh, yeah? he's going to start dressing like Ryan Seacrest, huh? Like Ryan Seacrest on New Year's in these tight-ass...
I have the funniest clip in the news coming up. Ryan Seacrest bit it. He fell back on his chair. During the Kelly and Ryan show, he went to reach for a balloon all the way back. Buddy.
Okay. All right.
I haven't seen that.
Pretty funny. I liked it.
Let's see here. Let me get the email. Talon writes, good morning. So Iran retaliates by firing missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq. Democrats are upset that Trump is escalating things with Iran. What can they do to stop him? Threaten him with impeachment. Oops, they already impeached him. Blah, 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 blah. Listen. If you think that this whole thing... I'll just say this. This whole thing, if you believe that that was just a random attack and we didn't know that was coming and there was not some coordination in advance, you're an idiot.
What, for well, Iran who? Attacking us?
Yeah, that's
for
right.
Missiles?
Yeah.
Well, we let them attack us?
I think so, yeah.
For what reason?
Because they had to do something after we kill that general. They have to do something, so...
We said, here, we're going to move all of our troops out.
Obviously. They fire 50 missiles at us, and not one person is killed.
I didn't know. I thought they just didn't report anybody who's killed yet.
No one's killed.
So far, so good, it says.
Yeah. Oh, I just assumed they just didn't know yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed that they just weren't able to look yet, or whatever.
It's daylight there now, and they're able to evaluate the situation. I'm sure Trump will speak today. But
he is going to.
This is
scary.
This is
who was over the summer? Wasn't Iran like capturing ships and stuff? Was that who it was?
Yeah, weren't they attacking a ship?
Yeah, it was like a weird thing going on
that they were going back and forth.
Yeah.
But You find that coincidental? That
I find, you know what I find coincidental is that airplane going down. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, that's very strange.
But they're saying
so there was an airplane that went down. What was the timing with the missile launch?
We'll say the missile was like, I'm just going to guess, 7-ish. Okay. And then the, maybe 6:30. Then the airplane went down 9:30.
Oh, 2 hours later after the fact?
That's what I think.
I mean, that could be completely coincidental. A plane crashed in Iran right after
takeoff.
Yeah. And
strange coincidence.
Everyone on board dead. I think 176 people.
It was heading to the Ukraine, too.
Yep.
Weird, huh?
It's all very weird.
All very, very strange. John in Indianapolis, he emails from time to time. He writes, "Yo, Rover, Indy loves you. Glad to have you back. I always miss when you're on break, but I also enjoy the best of shows. I thought that maybe since iHeart erased 4 years of podcasts, you could add a 24/7 best of channel to RMG Plus. Also, I sent a package before you went on break. The package was supposedly delivered, but I think it might have gotten lost in the shuffle. Some of these gifts are borderline spectacular, so I hope you receive them and enjoy them."
They're right there.
All right, I have the box right
Jeffrey,
here.
Jeffrey, you want to open up this? Merry Christmas, Jeffrey.
Are these for Jeffrey? Have you?
I don't know. Just have him open it because I feel bad it's been sitting there.
He doesn't want to move today.
You okay?
Was he tired?
No, come in here, honey.
Going in the wrong room. What's up?
Jeffrey, no, I'm just saying. I think that the package might be addressed to Rover, not me.
Just open it. Somebody
you're my
open
official
it.
Mail opener. Kind of like some people have an official taster to make sure that
the king doesn't get poisoned.
Exactly. You're my official mail opener.
Protect the king.
Yeah, open it right next to him.
Ooh, his nails.
Why don't you perhaps put on a microphone?
That might help.
Does he have a weapon on him?
His keys. Oh. His ass keys. He itches his ass with. He's going to slice that open.
No, it's the key that, if you guys recall, that was a Honda. This is a Jeep, dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. That Honda
Jesus
key.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
He's opening this package. I hope there's some sort of Ooh. Payoff here. What is it, Dougie?
Nothing.
Let's see.
Oh, obviously, yeah, worked yesterday, right?
Yeah, worked. When you work for the fence company, you guys dig holes for the posts, fence
yeah,
posts?
Yeah, we it's called setting the posts. And that's tedious. You got to make sure that the posts are in the exact line so that when you put in your top and bottom rails, they line up and the fence looks even.
Do they give you tools to dig the holes?
I think you dig that by hand, judging by your fingernails, right?
No, we have these like hand diggers we sometimes use. After we drill the hole, we have an auger that drills the hole. Then we have to scoop the dirt out.
Will you just put your hands like this? Just keep them, both hands like this. This way. Towards that. There you go.
Yeah, I was working in the shop yesterday, too.
Did
so we were cleaning
your
out.
Did you wash your hands after you came home?
Obviously not.
Well, I can use my key to dig the crap out of my fingernails.
Yeah,
and
why not?
Have
take
somebody
everything
eat
else.
Yes.
Save them for a bit.
That's
so
actually a good idea.
It looks
yeah,
like
save
we
it for
have T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Okay,
right.
It's one versus one for dumb.
Well, what are the T-shirts?
What is the T-shirt?
I'll open the one that was. I'll open the one that has my name on it. And
okay.
I'll show it everybody.
All
How
right.
about that?
All right.
So yeah, they look very elaborate.
You know what's weird is that this guy spent more on gifts for the show than you spent on gifts for your children.
Okay, guys.
No, I mean that's a serious thing because the next email.
Oh,
what is it? Oh, woo,
woo.
That's a nice
Ric Flair t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
That is cool, man.
Just stealing, wheeling, dealing.
He's going to
jet flying, son of a gun.
He's going to wear that every day.
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
You love this.
That's perfect.
The next bus trip, I see him wearing that for a week straight.
You got to cut the sleeves off first, Rover, and then.
Oh, okay.
But yes, Ric Flair is said to be probably the greatest professional wrestler to ever live.
So what about the next
Over
email?
A Hulk Hogan and all these other
Ric
guys?
Ric Flair, he's 16 times world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Got started in the AWA under Vern Gagne in the early days, you know, made his wrestling debut in 1973.
Right.
This one's for Flatitude.
Okay.
Who's better on the mic, Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan?
I would say if you want to make a comparison, I would say Ric Flair is a lot better when it comes to promos because he's more intense when he does promos.
Right.
This one's for you.
Oh, Star Trek. I got a Star Trek shirt. What did you get, Dougie?
Holy crap! Cheap Trick shirt. Come on.
Flatitude, what did you get?
Here's another one.
Flatitude? No, he's...
Where's Flatitude got the Popeye one.
Oh, Popeye.
Yeah, the Popeye's the sailor. Oh. No, the sailor.
No, this is sick. He's DJing. I'm about to open it right now.
Popeye DJing. It's been one and two.
All right. What did Dumb get?
Dumb got the same shirt that I got.
That'd be great if he sent him a Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in a Nevada t-shirt.
That would be funny. Where's Deers?
Dumb got a Ric Flair shirt?
Hold that up.
So hard. Check this bad boy out.
That is bad.
Oh, that's sick.
I like that. Thank you very much.
Oh, Dieter, look at yours.
Tessa writes, did I seriously just hear on Monday's Leftovers that Jeffrey only bought his kids one item each? Jeffrey, did you, for Christmas, what'd you buy your kids?
I bought my son a pair of jeans that look like jogging pants I described on the aftermath.
How many pair of jeans does this kid have?
Skinny jeans. They must have
just a walk-in closet full of jeans, and nothing but jeans.
You want to hear the weird thing he sometimes does with some of those jeans?
What does he do?
He'll cut, this portion off and make extenders for other pairs of jeans that he's got. What? I find that kind of strange myself.
So explain this to me. So he cuts the bottom 6 inches of the jean off.
Bottom, 4 or 5 inches.
Okay.
And then puts them on, another pair of jeans that he previously cut off?
He calls them extenders.
So does he have to extend them because he had previously cut them on to give them to a different pair of jeans?
Sometimes he would buy, honestly, I know he wears between a size 14 to 16 in jeans, so that the jeans would fit properly.
Hold on.
No, it's not. It's wrong gender. No,
What size do you wear, douche?
No.
There's no way because he's
What size do you wear?
10.
My son's taller than is a little tall.
Yeah, he likes skinny jeans, so they're female.
Where do you buy these jeans at?
Sometimes I find them at Target.
Okay,
which section?
And they do make them for boys.
Size 14?
14 to 16. That's what he wears. I look at the tag on one pair of jeans.
It's kind of unisex.
No, that's like plus size.
No, it's women's. It's women's jeans.
My God. No, plus they're size? Boys jeans.
It's women's.
It's
impossible. There's no such thing as size 14 or size 16 men's jeans.
No. They're not kids, Doogie.
Size 14 kids? Yeah,
16 kids?
His 16, 17-year-old son is going to fit in that? Don't be an idiot.
Why do you think he's putting extenders on these jeggings? Because they're too short.
I don't understand the extender part, too.
They're jeans, and they just make him look... He likes to look skinny.
Could you... I got to see a picture of this. Will you?
They're up.
How does the zipper go too? Which size is it on?
Let's look at Target.
I googled size 14 jeans Target, and they're all women's.
Of course.
There's no men's.
That's why they're so skinny.
Yeah. Also, the zipper's going to be backwards.
Yeah, but then why are they in the boys' section?
Somebody picked them up and put them over there.
Whatever you guys want to say. I'm not going to fight with you guys today.
No, there's no fighting. We're just giving you the truth. I mean. That's okay. I don't see an issue with it if that's what he likes.
When I was in high school, Jeffrey, I would wear girls' jeans sometimes to get them extra tight. It makes your package look real nice. I would do it on purpose.
Okay, so I do something normal for my kid, and I get ragged on for
You do something normal. You buy him girls' jeans. Of course.
He even realizes they're girls' jeans.
What's the email?
We still have to get to this extender part. I don't understand. How are you so he cuts off from one pair of jeans and turns them into like capris, and then has the other.
What
ones
does he do with those jeans after he cuts them off? Does he throw?
He still has those. You can use them for sure. You can buy cut them off, make pairs of shorts out of them.
Jorts. Okay, that's cool. All right.
Make shorts out of them.
Then he sews the extenders onto the other.
No, he doesn't
jeans.
He doesn't just sew them. He just slides them on like that.
How
do they stay
up? Like leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jean leg warmers.
Because they're so
tight. I don't
know
why he does it. It's just, I guess it's a phase he's going through. It's just maybe he's trying to have his own sense of fashion. Who knows?
Hey, you know what?
I might start doing
that. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think I'll start doing it. It could be.
Cut off jeans and then move them to the other one and just slide them up like socks.
They're jean cuffs. I just bought, you wear them out of your boot and it's like a cuff. He's doing a jean cuff.
It's cool.
Assuming these jeans that he's getting, the size 14, 16, are normally shorter than another type of jean.
A male jean?
Yeah, so I'm saying, so you need to put, he's a tall kid, so he's got to put the extenders on.
That's right. And then what'd you buy your daughter?
Bath bombs. She likes those.
All right. So
that's it.
Here's what Tessa writes. So did I seriously hear on Monday's leftovers that Jeffrey bought his kids one item each? Tomas, a pair of jeans. Valray, bath bombs that equal $2. That's how much he spent?
Well, the jeans were a little more than $2.
What was Valray's? The bath bombs were $2?
They were on sale for like $2. So.
Okay.
And you know what? That's what my daughter said she wanted. That's what I got her. My
Tessa
son goes
continues.
To me. Okay, Tessa.
He spends more money than that on a can of Ice House for a toothless hooker. Remember that story?
Ice House.
Jeez, this guy. His hoes get more gifts and money than his actual kids. Sad. Please call him out, Rover, and never help him again.
Well, Tessa, guess what? I just got what my kids want. I asked my kids what they would like for Christmas.
But you did get a RMG Plus check before Christmas.
And I used that for our bus trip and our bills, too. Remember our last bus trip?
And the $2 bath bombs. Don't forget that.
So.
How many bath bombs did you get her?
You know, I got her like a little package.
And the whole package was $2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what she wanted. That's what I got her.
Okay, damn, dude, you got to get something else. What about the stockings?
We didn't do a stocking. We haven't done stockings in years. Okay. Ever since they became teenagers, they didn't seem to...
Huh? What?
I said, since they've become teenagers, we don't do the stockings. My parents stopped doing the stockings when I was about that age.
He's almost like Tom Hanks' son, just speaking gibberish. Huh?
Okay.
Booyah, booyah.
Funny. Well, I know one thing.
Can you say what?
I could build a DeLorean time machine with a flex capacitor and get some plutonium, go back in time to about maybe 10 years ago, and knock my younger self out and prevent myself from being in radio, you guys. And my life would have taken a different path.
Can
I wouldn't
you,
be in radio, you guys. It'd still
say,
be number one.
Can you say this?
Oh my God. Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Gloves. You know what I'm saying?
He's trying to say something about the Golden Gloves.
And a word soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Oh, I think I like the end of the other one.
Yo, big up the youth them way out of Kingston. Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad. Respect, you don't know. Me soon forward a yard.
Can you do that?
No.
Oh, try
it. Hold on. I'll play it for you one more time.
Soon fire what I got. Booyaka, booyaka.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Booyaka, booyaka.
One more time.
Whatever. Booyaka. Oh, okay, I get the prank, guys.
No,
come on.
There's no prank.
Come on.
What's the prank?
What's the prank?
Come on, guys.
Chet Hanks is in on the prank? What's the prank?
I don't know. You're trying to get me to say something that you guys would try to interpret something.
Listen, just say what he says.
Come on.
Just say, listen.
Fire what I got. Booyaka, booyaka.
I don't know what booyaka booyaka means, and
just say
it's
3, 2,
means
1,
gibberish.
Go.
Booyaka booyaka. Oh, whatever.
Amanda writes, please be careful of what you say about Kevin Bacon. He was a great person, and his parents weren't crying at the time of the interview as they are still in shock. This is the guy that was killed by the cannibal who ate his testicles. I wasn't saying anything bad about Kevin Bacon. What did I say bad about Kevin Bacon? There was a search going on for him a few days. The sick F who did this knew what he was doing and has a long history of stuff. He's trying to plead insanity, but I don't think it will work. Jeffree Star, that's the makeup guy from YouTube, he paid for Kevin's funeral. There's so much with this that you could let others know to be aware, especially the Grindr app. Well, look, you got to be careful with any of these apps. If you're picking up dates on Grindr, or if you're picking up dates on Tinder, or whatever the hell you're doing, you don't know what kind of a maniac you're meeting. You know?
Yeah.
And just letting someone know where you're going, that's not gonna be enough, really. So. I don't know what the answer is. Casey writes, I get that we can't save the world, but Dumb may have been able to save lives had there been an accident from his drunk driving friend. This is Dumb's friend yesterday who was drunk and taking his kids places. And Dumb saw him and doesn't intervene. I think if you value your friendship, Casey continues, you should have spoken up. I'd rather fix the relationship with my friend after I stand my ground than bury my friend or visit them in prison. Quit shrinking and start growing.
Okay.
That's it. That's Dumb's comment. Looks good. Nice button then. You're looking...
Thank you.
Looking dapper today.
Thank you.
Ashley writes, on the show Tuesday morning, Dougie gave Dumb a hard time for knowing that his friend had been drinking and not saying anything or trying to stop him from driving. Meanwhile, she, and really all of you, knew that Nads was taking drugs and pills many days while at work and then let him drive home right when he could have killed someone. Think, for example, about the day he was running Best Of and was going crazy and losing his mind on drugs. She knew it was so bad that she recorded it and even called Charlie to come in and see it, yet she let him drive home.
Ooh, that's a good point.
She claimed she would call the police if she had to before she let someone drive. Charlie tried giving him a ride home that day, but he's the only one that actually tried anything.
That's true.
Why didn't Dougie step in or take his keys or call the police? What an idiot.
I will give her that. Could you imagine?
By the way, you can't lump me in with this. I wasn't even here that day.
No, I know. And that was.
And by the way, I didn't know he was taking drugs and pills.
None of us knew.
I had never seen anything like that. But I knew something was off, and I'll give it to her. I did go to one of my managers. I did call Charlie in and say, I don't know what this is. Charlie did try.
Yeah, I kept trying. Right. He wouldn't let me take the keys. I don't know if I should have called the cops on him right then. But
what did the manager do when you said you went to one of your managers?
Nothing.
What did you say to him?
Something's wrong with him. Look, this, and I showed him the video.
Oh, you did?
I showed him while it was happening.
And what did they do?
Nothing.
Well,
they don't come down.
That's on them then.
But here's the.
That's unbelievable.
I didn't
actually
know you did that.
Yeah,
I didn't know you did that either. So you're telling me, hold on, you showed that video to management here?
No,
they took no action?
The snitzer's video room?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty boring and naive with all that, but I knew something was off, and I did show him what was happening as it was happening.
And he just walks out.
And
makes a comment, and then nothing else happened.
What was the comment?
I don't remember. Like, I think it was, we were all just shocked. But she's right. I didn't want to have anything to do with it because I didn't want to know the truth.
And like, he's going
to. That's a lie. You didn't want to know the truth.
I don't know what that meant.
What a lie. I didn't want to know that he was on drugs. Really? You just, come on.
I did. I didn't want anything to do with it because I was just disgusted by it. But I probably, Charlie did try. I probably should have done more. She's right. I'll give her that one. Oh, totally. There had been other times on the show that we all probably should have done stuff and not let him drive. The day that he couldn't walk a straight line.
But he said it was his balance.
Yeah, bad leg day.
Bad balance.
You actually knew he was messed up on that video.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that video was something
else. Once you see that, you're like, oh my God.
You saw that video, right?
I've never seen anything like that.
Right? Yeah.
That's the point where I go, okay, he's definitely on something. Before, I didn't believe it. Yeah,
but he said he was having a mental breakdown after that
he hadn't slept like that. I think that's the story he had told Anthony.
Yeah, he was writing a rap about his dad and whatnot. That's a long text message I got from him.
He was writing a rap about his dad.
It's creative.
What is he, Chet Hanks?
Yeah. Booyaka, booyaka.
I've got to take a break. The Shizzy is coming up next. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeartRadio station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Male nudity, vomiting, scrotum abuse. No, you haven't ended up in the dark part of the internet again. You just found Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
We will tell you the story and have video for Ryan Seacrest wiping out on stage yesterday while he was live on TV. Also, who is confirmed to play the Penguin in Robert Pattinson's movie, The Batman. We'll talk about that.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Steve, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, yo, Rover?
Hey, man.
Dieter.
Yo!
All right, guys. So, when Jeffrey was expressing his kids' genes, he said a 12-14, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I got two boys, 10 and 11 years old, and I take them shopping, you know, about every other weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I see all the time in the kids' section, you know, they got 10-12, 12-14. I've seen all the way up to 18-20.
Yeah.
Sure, but...
In the boys' section, yeah.
Will those fit a 17-year-old boy?
Well, how tall is he?
I mean, and what does he weigh? It's waist, too, you know? It's not just
skinny
height.
His weight?
Yes.
That already said how much does he weigh?
Yeah.
Ask Jeffrey. Jeffrey has no idea. What does Tomash weigh?
I would say probably about up to about 110 pounds.
I'd say
he has
more.
No idea.
He's as tall as you, right?
I'd say like 130, 140, and he's probably like 5'7", 5'8 now.
How tall is he? Is he taller than you, Jeffrey?
He's about 5'6".
How tall is he? Taller than you?
Yeah, about an inch taller than me.
And you're 5'5"?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't...
Well, I can say this. I have a pair of Michael Jordan, sweatpants joggers in a size extra large kids. I'm 135 pounds, and they fit me, and I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm. Well, anything's possible. Maybe Jeffrey's kid is wearing child-sized jeans, perhaps. Or women's jeans. I don't know.
It's time to jump him over to the men's section, Jeffrey.
Well, the thing of it is he likes skinny jeans because he likes to look skinny, because he is kind of thin.
He is skinny, yeah. He just doesn't look thin.
They sell skinny jeans in the men's section, too.
But,
not that tight as women's.
You could get them. I don't think he's supposed to be in the boys' section is all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is that's his preference, so...
I like it.
Like I said, it's going to be... It's like he's trying to develop his own, own sense of fashion, you know?
Right.
When does he turn 18?
He'll be 18 this year.
Uh-oh.
God, I'm trying to think where the men's section in Target actually is.
Just all the way back.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Straight back. You're right.
Are you ready for the shizzy doozy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Iran has claimed credit for a rocket attack early this morning on a U.S. base in Iraq. And this is in retaliation for the drone assassination that we've been talking about on one of their top generals. Iran issued a statement saying the fierce revenge by the Revolutionary Guards has begun. Meanwhile, you will hear from the president today. He's going to address the nation after Iran did fire more than a dozen missiles at U.S. troops and coalition forces in Iraq. So the president will speak today.
I'm telling you that this is some sort of coordinated dance being done. You're telling me that they fired 12 missiles at a military base and killed no one.
But did we shoot some down?
No.
Did they have the heads up like you said?
I did see that they...
I'm sure we had a warning.
They did
we know satellite. We can track the movements of their ballistic missiles and launchers and see if they're being fueled up and all those sorts of things. But I find it incredible that 12 missiles are fired and not one person is killed. That's why I believe that there was some sort of... go-between. Saudi Arabia had a meeting with them like 5 hours beforehand. There was some coordination going on. And this I think, was somehow coordinated so that they could say we struck back and that's the end of the story.
Over? Okay. It's over?
That's right.
If they want to keep messing with us, though, let's dance.
You think it's over? Do you really believe that, what you just said?
Well, over in relative terms.
Now we're going to play nice?
I think we'll play nice like we have been. That's my prediction. Okay. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Meanwhile, at least 160 people were killed I have reports 176 are actually dead when a Boeing 737 passenger plane crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Iranian news agencies have reported this, and now Boeing officials are expected to gather more information following this plane crash that killed everyone on board. And it was heading towards Ukraine as well. Huh. Coincidence?
Uh-huh. What airline did it ever say? One of their airlines.
Well, one of theirs.
Okay.
I mean, it's some Ukrainian airline.
Okay.
Ukraine International Airlines.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on. This is a very bizarre story out of Kenya. A pastor was, everyone was in church, and his wife was the head pastor. And she's up there talking to everyone in the congregation. He walks up while she's at the podium, whispers something in her ear, or so you thought. Takes out a knife that he had hidden when he walked in, starts stabbing her.
No.
And then he slices his own throat.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine watching that?
And
as
what's
your...
why did he do that? Did he kill her?
Dead. Everybody's dead.
How do
we know? She died later. He died. He bled out.
Yeah.
Imagine that, sir.
Jeez.
So, very bizarre story.
It's like that, you see, while we were on break, this guy goes into this church. And he just pulls out a shotgun and starts blowing people away. You see that, Theater?
Yeah, didn't somebody in the church have a gun?
Yeah, they had their own security force in there, and there was an off-duty police, like a guy, a police officer shot, killed the guy.
Good.
The holiday, post-holiday, everyone's getting back to work, and a lot of people I'm hearing were sick over the holiday. I know Dieter was sick. He had the flu.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of kids had strep throat. I heard a lot of flu, a lot of people getting sick. And already they're saying this flu season has a lot of doctors worried because it's a huge spike. We're in the middle of it and we have a long way to go. So we have deaths reported already. It's widespread in 45 out of the 50 U.S. states. So if you are sick, they're urging you to stay home. Still never too late to get your flu shot and wash your hands as much as possible.
I went to bed early last night, and I woke up in the middle of the night with a headache.
Oh, no.
That's a diet headache.
A diet headache?
You're starting a diet?
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to start. Did you start Monday?
That's right. Monday. Yeah, I'm back to my
I've had a headache
good eating.
For
I went
2 days.
From the time that we went, from the time that we were gone on that bus trip until Sunday, I guess, I ate ice cream every night. And I'm talking a giant bowl of ice cream. I gained...
Did you weigh yourself?
You remember we went to... before we went to Oktoberfest, which was at the end of September, I went to iHeartRadio that weekend and then to Oktoberfest. When I left for Las Vegas, I think I weighed 172 pounds, I think. Maybe 173? I weighed... As of Sunday, I weighed 196 pounds.
Oh, pushing two.
Think you ever crossed over 200?
I know I didn't.
Didn't or did?
I did not, no. Okay. But 196 pounds. That's a pretty sizable increase.
But I'm guessing you're not getting the flu. You're not getting sick. I'm just guessing that you're going through like the sugar.
Oh, I was drinking Pepsi.
Were you really?
Eating ice cream. Oh, I...
Dipping dots.
Reckless abandon. I ate whatever I want. Working out? What's that?
Well, you said you were for a while. You were getting exercise and doing walks and running and all that.
That's been
a long time.
Yeah, I've got to ease back into that.
Over break, I bought lottery tickets. I bought scratch-off tickets. I think I won $6. And then on Instagram, I had posted, we're going back live. I didn't win the lottery, so I'll be back live. It'd be nice to retire and not have to work back, wouldn't it, to be rich?
Yeah.
How great would that be? Well, a couple of guys in Mississippi had the same kind of theory. They just wanted to be rich, whatever it took. And they tried to scam the state lottery by submitting a losing ticket that had the winning numbers glued onto it.
Oh.
Well, I'm like, that's pretty good. But they have...
They didn't figure out that they have a way to check that?
Stupid.
Wow.
Right? Jeffrey, did you play the lottery?
No, I don't play lottery, but I was thinking over the math for Rover's weight gain. You said you weighed 172 before Oktoberfest, correct?
That's right.
And then you weighed yourself this past Sunday. You said you weighed 97 pounds? 197
97?
What is the... My bad.
196.
196 pounds. That's about, if I remember, if I did the math correctly, about a 16-pound weight gain.
Wow. 16 pounds.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You're like a human abacus.
No, I'm just, I just had to just kind of think it over in my head, make sure I was doing it correctly, that's all.
Yep, those wheels are spinning in that head. Got it dead on. Dead ringer.
Dallas Cowboys will introduce Mike McCarthy as the ninth coach in its franchise
history. Can't wait for the emails and text messages on that.
You guys are idiots!
Did you hear what I just said? McCarthy introduces Cowboys head coach today.
All right.
So, meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest, all over the news right now because he totally bit it on stage yesterday. He is up on his chair, and they're hired chairs, and balloons fall down, and he's trying to grab a balloon. Do you want to play it?
There it is.
And gold from Buffalo, New York. Oh! Are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, my God.
A little funny. He totally went backwards.
Leaned back too far in his chair and
he was
fell backwards. Oh, well, anyone would be embarrassed. Of course, who wouldn't be? I mean, he was embarrassed. Well, no kidding. Yeah. Who wouldn't be?
Oh, I laughed so hard. All right. The Batman movie will begin production this month. It's scheduled
just what we need. Another. I was thinking we're a little bit short on comic book movies. It's been at least 3 days since one came out.
Well, it's scheduled to be released June 25th of 2021. So now that we have Batman and they're casting everybody else, pretty big role, the Penguin. Who is going to be the Penguin? Well, confirmed to play the Penguin in the Batman movie, Colin Farrell, which I think will be pretty good.
He's not really short and fat. That's why I think of the Penguin, like Danny DeVito.
He'll gain weight for it, don't you think? Or wear a fat suit.
Yeah, I guess a fat suit.
Sure, I don't think Colin Farrell's very tall either. And Robert Pattinson's super tall.
I don't like him as that choice. Maybe I'll be wrong when I see it, but that's
Have you seen The Lighthouse? Have you seen...
No, I want to.
I want to see that, too.
Forget The Lighthouse. That 1917 movie, that looks awesome. Yeah.
That's
seen
a one-shot-esque film.
I just read an article on it. Me, too.
It's all one-shot?
Yes.
Wait, from start to finish?
In real time. Two-hour movie.
No way.
Yes.
Is it fake?
They have to fake it. They filmed it in 9-minute segments, basically. So
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Is it out right now?
It's out right now.
Okay.
That looks really good.
Apparently, it's supposed to be awesome.
Well, it's winning all these awards.
What did it win? Did
Golden
it win
Globe.
Gold? Best Picture?
Yeah.
Is Robert Pattinson in that?
No, he's in
The Lighthouse. Thank God.
I thought Robert Pattinson was in something that was good recently, though, wasn't he?
The Lighthouse is supposed to be.
What's The Lighthouse? What is that?
The Lighthouse is him and Willem Dafoe in a lighthouse going crazy. You've not seen it? It's black and white, and it looks nuts.
Yeah.
I have not. It looks absolutely seen that
insane.
At all.
Like, not, I mean, it looks like they're going insane. They're just stuck in a lighthouse. I don't know anything about it. But you can't rent it yet on Apple TV. You can only buy it.
I hate that.
I'm not going to do that. Because I think it could also just suck. You look at the trailer like, this could be really good, or it could be terrible.
I hate that. They really get you, though. And it's only like 2 weeks, 3 weeks where they're like, you have to buy it. You can't rent it yet. I'm like, but I really want to see that movie.
But you'll never watch it again. If it's a movie, you'll watch it again.
We'll never watch it again.
Right.
Never.
Right. So there you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
News more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
And Bobby Lee is going to be in studio with us in a few minutes. He hasn't been out in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him.
You know, you said the other day that at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, there were going to be a lot of sex toys. The reason being is, remember the woman, I think a year or two ago, she put out a vibrator, and it had an app. and they gave her a best of, she was awarded a best of show, and then they took it back. And they said, well, because it was a sex toy. And they said, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have, that shouldn't have been allowed. And then there was an outcry. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. All the feminists, everyone get all up in arms. So they had to change their policy in regards to sex toys, which opened the floodgates to sex toys. That's why there's sex toys, sex toys, sex toys at CES.
Okay.
There's one that is interesting. It's like a Band-Aid, and it goes right on your taint, Dieter.
Taint?
Right on your taint. And this is, I don't know if it has an app, so I don't, it somehow connects via Bluetooth or something. Has an app, and this it sends mild electrical stimulation right to your taint.
Oh, do you want that?
Well, it doesn't shock you. It supposedly mild, just bet. More tickles. And this is apparently a cure for
ED,
premature ejaculation. P.E.
Oh, because it hurts so bad, you quit thinking about
it. No, it doesn't. Supposedly, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, the way it works is it's got to work is it takes you out of the moment. You're not even thinking about doing it anymore because your taint is sitting in the electric chair, basically, just getting shocked.
They say it doesn't hurt. They say you barely even notice it. The somehow just...
Well, I thought the guy in the article put it on his arm, right?
That's true. Yeah, there's arms, a lot of articles
and
about
arms
this.
Here a lot
it is.
Different
here's a photo
taint.
Of it, and it looks like... There it is. It's electrodes and essentially like a Band-Aid.
But
you put this right on your taint. That's
how
pretty
big
to
taint?
Put on your taint, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Do you wear this like before you go out on the date? And you're like, okay, I'm going to get laid tonight. Let me
I think
put
you
my
have
taint
to,
Band-Aid on.
I think you have to put that on.
Or in the
right
moment,
before.
You're like, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom, and can you apply my taint Band-Aid for me?
I think you have to put this on before. And I don't think it's really for first dates. I think it's more, I think you have to be married or something to be using this device.
I mean, you got
to
fumble with a condom now. You got to fumble with this thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole rigmarole.
And then you connect it to your app or to your phone, and you can turn it on and off.
During sex, now we're pulling our phone out to control?
Oh, is that abnormal? I normally do that anyhow.
Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Checking Charlie's Instagram feed.
Yeah, no problem.
You know? Seeing where Dumb's grocery shopping. Doing all that. So you can then turn on or off. When you're ready to climax, you just hit off, and that apparently will...
The second you turn it off, you go.
Well, I don't know about the second
or
you
close.
Turn it off, but it will stop. As long as the thing's on, it will...
Delay,
or I don't think it will prevent you from climaxing, but it will delay you climaxing. You turn off, psh, good to go.
Has anyone given a review of it, actually putting it on their taint?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I would try this.
You say that you suffer from this.
I do suffer from this.
What, how long, if you're in all seriousness, how long
totally
do you last?
Sober?
Yeah, sure.
And there's a lot. If there's a lot of foreplay beforehand, I mean, it could be a minute,
60 seconds.
But if there's like a lot of stuff going on beforehand, sorry, Jeffrey's doing his
talking.
Own show out in the hall.
Oh, Jeffrey's doing a stand-up routine with Bobby.
I apologize.
Okay.
Sorry for cutting in your show, Jeffrey.
Why don't you close that door? Anyhow, what were you saying now?
Like a minute. Like it could be a minute.
60 seconds. That is definitely, you fall into the category
but
of premature.
But I mean, if there's other times, you know, it can last a while. I think
if you're loaded.
Oh, if you're drunk, yeah, you can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on some sort of, like, any sort of medication, like Adderall, if you ever tried it on Adderall, it'll last all day.
Really? Why?
Oh, it just doesn't work right. I don't know.
It doesn't. But the weird thing about Adderall is it makes me horny, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I need to crank one out. But then I'm just like, just crank and crank and crank.
But it's
and
the
crank
greatest
crank
project you ever worked
crank
on.
And crank and crank and crank and crank and crank.
It's either
crank
that or wash your windows. So might as well just sit around and crank it for a couple hours.
Well, when I'm on Adderall, I multitask. Yeah. So I'm cranking and washing my windows.
So I would love to try this taint Band-Aid. I think this would be good.
Well, who can get it? Is it on sale? Is it coming out soon? Like, how do you, is it expensive?
It's not available yet. But,
okay.
But men, just know, there may be, and ladies, if your man suffers from this, there may be hope.
Cool.
With the taint Band-Aid coming soon. I've got to take a break. Comedian Bobby Lee will be in studio with us. He has not been here for a while. We have a lot to catch up on with him. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
These guys have diarrhea of the mouth, and they're dropping some steamy piles right into your ears.
Diarrhea accident.
You're now part of the show.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Bobby Lee is going to be in the studio with us in just a moment. He's in there mean mugging me, like he's trying to stare me down or something. Okay.
He's ready to go to war.
He's ready to fight?
He's already argued with me. He's ripped apart Mattitude's stupid haircut.
Yeah, we'll run him up.
Before, because last time he was in, I swear he had his own vape juice, and I was like, hey, do you still make vape juice? He's like, no, I had to quit. It was going to kill me, and you're going to die, too. And that's like how I was like, oh, good to see you, Bobby.
All right, let's bring in Bobby Lee. He will be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 7 p.m. The shows tomorrow are sold out.
Wow.
And he's just doing a couple of nights here. And so tonight at 7, that's it. That's all you can get.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Good hello. Morning. How are you?
How's hello. You?
Hello. Maybe you can bring like a just... drive-through worker, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, but like Panda Express?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. That's what you meant. I'm kidding. Hey, that guy, this kid in here, Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
The looking one right here?
Yeah.
He's got a real attitude problem.
Yeah.
Real.
I know. Bobby Lee came in hot this morning.
No, speaking of hot, hold on. I think his
mic is hot.
Can you pull that away from your mouth just a little?
Like this?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Is this good?
Yes.
Testing,
yes,
testing.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Testing. You have an attitude problem.
All I did was try to promote your vapes line that I know that you had, and then you're like, oh, it's killing people or whatever.
Did you actually kill anyone?
Have I killed anybody in my life?
With your vape juice.
No. I was killing myself with my vape juice, and I was warning him that there's new diseases coming up that they don't even know about.
He says it's Charlie vapes, and he says it's only if you're vaping weed.
Yeah, the weed stuff was killing people.
He says everything else is completely safe.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Yeah,
good.
All right.
That, and it's as simple as that.
He went back to smoking though, and I said, "Oh, that's smart."
Look at 1950s. Great balls of fire.
Talking about Flatitude's haircut there, yeah. But he does have the vanilla ice lines cut on the side of his hair, just to get it contemporary.
Yeah, I like skinny faces like that. It's cute.
So how have you been?
Not good.
Well, you've had a busy, busy year. Let's talk about the past.
I haven't been good, I said.
The past 2019.
Yeah.
Let's go through. Because you haven't been here. I find this hard to believe, but my producer tells me you haven't been here since 2017.
Yeah, is that possible? I miss you so much.
I know.
Because you're like one of the shows I love doing back in the day, Opie and Anthony, but this is like the Midwest of that. Mm-hmm. And I really missed you a lot, but... yeah, I mean, this last couple of years have been really good, but then really bad, too, you know?
So, you had a... Let's go through it. Let's go through everything.
Why?
You had a show on ABC.
Yeah, I played the fat Chinese guy in it.
Uh-huh. But you're Korean.
Whatever.
No, doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I played, like, you know, Oliver Hudson's friend.
Uh-huh.
And then I got that, and then it got canceled. And then I go, what am I gonna do? And then, you know, I did The Road or whatever. And then
when you're out working, how long was that show on?
For 2 years.
When they cancel it, do you become accustomed to like, okay, I have a regular work schedule, I have a regular paycheck. Is it depressing because
I've been in this situation before, so. Years ago, I did a thing called Animal Practice. It was like an NBC vet show.
Yeah,
that devastated. When I cried, but this time,
you've been through it before.
I've been through it, and when you get a job like that, you just know that
it's going to end sooner or later.
Yeah. Especially network, it's like it's going to end.
Right.
So when I knew that they were going to cancel it, I do a ritual, and I'll go around the set, and I'll touch everything.
Touch everything.
Yeah, because it makes me present.
Okay.
Right? And makes me mindful. And I just want to take in the experience because network TV, those days are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And so I just want to, I'm probably this next generation of people are probably the last people to do a show like shows like that. And so I just wanted to take it in. So I took it in and I moved on with my life. But I got good friends out of it. I worked with Jenna Fisher, so mm-hmm. we're good friends, and Oliver and I are great friends. So you take the good and the bad.
You love showing your balls off. There's a highlight clip that we have of, because he's just sitting here with his legs spread open on the couch. He doesn't have a hole in his pants before. He did.
Oh, I remember that.
One time he was here, and his whole ball sack was just hanging out in the middle of the interview.
Well, they're cute, my ball. They're like boba. Have you ever seen boba? Like little tapioca balls. And, you know, can I talk about my penis real quick or no?
Sure, why not?
It's not healthy.
Your penis isn't healthy?
No, it looks like it's a little gray, and it looks like, remember when E.T. was sick in the river?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's like, it does this, and then, so if I pull it out, the like flowers die, and the glow is gone, you know, so.
Can I, speaking of penises, yeah. So we have a guy here on our show, Charlie, I was watching The Aftermath yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We have a guy here, my producer, Dom. He had a vasectomy, Bobby, and they botched the vasectomy.
Oh, yeah, compared dongs.
okay. Would you like to see a photo of his botched vasectomy?
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. Schnitzer, do you have a photo of his...
The unedited, yes.
Sure. Do you want to show the unedited?
The unedited's fine to play because there's almost... You'll understand once you see
it.
Go for it.
So there's a lot of bruising, first of all, but then if you pay attention to what happened to his actual penis after this botched vasectomy... let's see this, Schnitzer.
Oh! It went to Vietnam! Oh, my God!
Bring that lower third down, just so we can get the whole thing. There you go.
Can you describe that, Bobby?
Yeah, it's like a bull. You know what it looks like? It's if you had a gay bull,
uh-huh.
right? And the, can I say but the whole
butthole?
Can I say butthole?
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like... The butthole came out, you know what I mean? Like a pink sock.
Prolapse.
Like a pink sock, right? That's what it looks like. He's turned around.
It's,
oh, my God.
It's right. It's like it's turned into an innie. Have you ever seen this unedited photo?
Yes.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Forget the bruising. I mean, the bruising, I saw one that was edited where we put something over it.
Yeah.
And even, the bruising was just like, oh, my God. His whole ball sack is just purple. But then the actual penis is inside. It's like turned inside out.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you describe
it. Like a turtle when it goes back into its shell.
We can get away with that showing that because that's medical.
And there is no penis.
Science.
Yeah, right. There's no penises.
Yeah. Sure, you're right.
So there's no penis there. Yeah. And what's sad, it's bigger than mine still.
So yours is healthier than that? Or
No, mine works, and it looks like it's proportional to my body.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't, like from afar, you wouldn't go, oh, there's a mutant penis there. But if you look close, like my girlfriend makes a little face when, you know, she sees it.
You still have the same girlfriend?
Yeah.
You've been dating her for a while.
She's great.
You're not going to, are you going to marry her? Are you going to?
No, I don't know.
You don't know. You're not sure.
I don't know.
How long you been dating her?
6 years, but I've been doing a new thing where, because I have a lot of personal things that happened to my life.
Yes.
That I want to get in with you.
Well, I know your show was canceled. And
then something worse happened, though.
3 months later,
yeah,
your father dies.
Yeah.
Now, he'd been battling Parkinson's, you said, for many years.
Yeah.
And that's where you shake, right? Isn't that what happens?
Well, no, he had a stroke, which caused the Parkinson's and other ailments and stuff. Okay. Yeah. So he was like bedridden.
You were going to be on the show, I think, and then you canceled the show.
Yeah, because he died. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he comes before that. You, I think.
So you were going to be in town doing comedy, and then I think he became very ill right around that time. So he passes away.
So I get a call right that he's in hospice, and I just couldn't handle it. You know, so after 17 years of being sober, I relapsed.
You relapsed because of your father passing.
I couldn't deal with it. Like when she said that he was, my mom goes, Bobby, daddy, you know, crying.
Yeah.
I ended up in a weed dispensary and I bought a bunch of weed.
Were you close with your father?
Oh, God, see, this is where the nightmare starts.
Okay.
So I'm high and I'm in the hospice in Arizona and he passes before my eyes.
You're there. You witness it.
I witness it. Yeah. It's so surreal.
I've never seen, personally, I've never witnessed anyone pass away. It's
He was just gone.
Yeah.
He just looked up and he was gone. Oh. And then my mom was obviously crying. My brother was devastated. And I felt nothing.
Really?
Yeah, it was just completely dead. And I was like, what's wrong with me? So then this is what happened. I started smoking more weed. I got back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't eat or sleep. So I lost 25 pounds in a month. And then I couldn't sleep. And then my body was just completely achy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this job called Game On with Rob Gronkowski and Venus Williams.
Yeah.
And it's a competitive game show that's coming out where I have to compete with them physically.
Okay.
You know, the Titan Games that The Rock is doing?
Yeah,
it's the same thing, but with two comedians and two athletes.
Okay.
And, but I was completely in this mania. Like, I was completely lost. I don't even remember doing it. I
just
eight episodes. Oh, my God.
You don't even remember.
I just remember, like, glimpses of me climbing, like, a cliff.
Yeah.
And then me, like, sliding down a jelly slide.
Yeah.
I remember Ronda Rousey putting me in an arm bar.
Well, I mean, it must be... So you're going through all of this turmoil.
Yeah.
Father dies. You relapse. You were 17 years sober, you said. And now you have to go into work and be the funny guy on a TV show.
I wasn't. I mean, they were, like, coming up to me going, what? That wasn't funny.
Yeah.
That was racist, what you just said. And I go, you know what I mean? I said something like, they brought up like Renaissance fairs, you know what I mean? And they put out some photo. Who went to the Renaissance fair? And there was a black guy, right? And I go, well, not the black guy, because they don't go to Renaissance fair. They thought that was racist. I don't know. How was that racist? When you watch The Lord of the Rings, you don't see no... Right? Legolas isn't black? Anyway, sorry, was that racist?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, my bad. But so then... I did it, but then I started having thoughts of, like, just real dark thoughts, man. Like, should I just end it?
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't know what to do. I was, like, could not sleep or eat.
Are you doing anything other than weed?
No. That's what's crazy about it. It's just, I'm only smoking weed, and I can't eat or sleep, and I'm, like, I feel like I'm going crazy.
Because you were you had a big problem 17 years ago, right?
With opiates.
Yeah.
But because I had booked this Netflix cartoon, I'm on this Jackie Chan movie, this animated movie. I sold a show to CBS as well, and I have Game On. I have just a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah.
That I'm like, if I do opiates, I'm gone. I'm done.
Yeah.
So I tried to just do weed, but that was not working. So then I was just like, and then it's so weird. I ran into, you know, a friend of mine, and she said, you got to see my therapist. And I went in, and she's a
Trump. Is that hard for a man? Because I've never been to therapy. Maybe it would help me. I probably have issues. But as a man, it's hard. I mean, it's really hard. It would be hard for me, at least, to go in and, like, open up about feelings. I'm not a real emotional guy. Like you said, when your father passed away, you felt nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sort of the same way, just almost with everything.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But when you feel nothing from somebody that's so close to you, and then you can't eat or sleep, there was something going on.
Yeah.
So then I went to see this therapist, and she goes, what was it like growing up? And, you know, I started getting into, like, you know, my mom, she doesn't have teeth because my dad used to knock them out.
What?
Yeah. And then, like, you know, my dad used to, you know, just beat us with golf clubs for no reason, you know, growing up.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. I mean, the kind of trauma that I felt growing up was, like, so, like, devastating that it's just a miracle that I even have a career, because I was just so damaged as a kid, and I survived off of just being funny.
Yeah.
I had one skill set, which is to shrug everything off with humor. And then, obviously, I did that as a career. And I was able to ride on that for, 25 years or whatever. But so once I saw this therapist, I started unloading. That night, I could eat again.
Really?
Yeah, I had three meals that night. Right? So then I thought, there's something going on, a connection. And so my friend David Cho, do you know him? He's an artist.
Mm-mm.
He's this famous Korean artist. And he went to this place in Arizona, and I and went and I did a lot of trauma therapy, and then I got sober again, and everything just kind of went back to normal.
Fell back into place.
Yeah, I have 41 days now. I feel clearer than I've ever felt. I feel blessed that I was also able to, when I went away to this place, I was able to grieve for my dad. I grieved so hard that, like, my other group members had to hold me up. I was devastated. So,
do you, your father passes away, but he sounds, and no offense, he sounds like an a-hole.
Well, I mean, as a kid, I used to go, please God, kill him, you know? But then, when I became successful, he came around, you know? So, I think, they didn't support me in my comedy until I did The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And then once they saw The Tonight Show, they're like, they felt guilty or whatever for not supporting me.
But why would your dad beat your mother and beat you with golf clubs?
Because he, too, has rage and he has trauma from his growing up. And my mother as well, you know? So, you know, he's just doing the best he can. These are the skills that he learned. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I never had children. Right, because I just didn't want to pass on whatever that crazy rage thing mm-hmm. that my dad had. So
you were able to forgive him and grieve for him while you were in this facility.
I wouldn't say fully forgive yet, because I'm still doing the work, but enough for that I could grieve and miss him and feel the normal feelings that one would feel, like a weight lifted from my shoulders, and I don't have those suicidal thoughts, or I'm also, this time around, the sobriety feels better and different,
mm-hmm.
where I'm really like into it, you know, and I want to do the work. So I know this is a comedy podcast, but that's the real life is real, and I want to be real with you. I love you, and
but I think Bobby Lee is here with us. He'll be at Hilarities tonight, 7 o'clock. There you go. There's a plug for your comedy show. He'll be funny tonight, mm-hmm. too. But that probably, you mentioned that you had this as a skill in order to sort of deal with all of this abuse and whatnot. Growing up, you had the humor skill. And that really probably helped you in a career sense but it hurt you as a person because you used humor. It was a defense mechanism for you.
Exactly.
So you could never actually connect with feelings. You just, like you said, you shrugged everything off.
Rover, you're a bright man.
I could be your therapist.
I know. You hit it right in the button. But I used it as a defense mechanism, and also then I used it, for my career choice. And even like, I don't think it's even, because I talk about real things on stage and also on my podcast and stuff, but sometimes I say real things to push people away, to shock people as well, so that they can't really get to know who I really am, because I don't get any feedback or anything in return. There's no connection.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm well aware of those kind of things too. And here's another thing that this is so embarrassing, but, and I've never said this really out loud. What's up? You good?
I wanted to hear it. I'm like, oh, what's
good? I did things privately. If I made a mistake, I would hurt myself physically. Like if I had a bad audition, I would like hit my head over the head with a water bottle until it bled into my face.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And I did things.
Cut yourself?
To punish myself like my dad would or whatever, right? So,
wow.
Yeah, all those kind of, it's so funny because obviously I have PTSD from all that stuff growing up, but I didn't realize that it just insidiously went into every area of my life, even in my relationships.
Right.
So,
I'm surprised you're able to have this girlfriend for 6 years because it sounds like you would have a trouble connecting and having a personal relationship with someone because your defense, you're going to be, have a wall, an emotional wall between you and other people. So I'm surprised.
Well, she has her own trauma as well. That's in many ways worse than mine. So we kind of found each other. And
she used to hang out with Harvey Weinstein or something?
No. Worse, even.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get into her stuff, but worse in many ways. And the thing is I have other addictions, like pornography and whatnot, that affect it also. So now I don't do that anymore.
So you stopped. When did you stop looking at pornography, Bobby? Was this within 41 days?
Yeah. In this time frame.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So which even is last harder, night, stopping drugs or stopping
pornography is so much harder because last night I tried to do it with my imagination.
Yeah.
So I was closing my eyes. And it took me 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have that good of an imagination. And then all of a sudden it becomes like weird. Like just a regular girl doesn't do it, right? So it's like you have a cherub, floating cherub with a breast and a dangling vagina. Like some, like a mythological kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
Or just a foot with a vagina at the end. But you know what I mean? Yeah, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like meth thoughts. You know what I mean? And so, and then, you know, your penis looks like licorice because you're just, you know what I mean, trying to get any kind of blood in it, you know? So last night was, I couldn't sleep even. That's what, I couldn't sleep last night because, you know, I couldn't watch porn. And then I tried to, you know what I mean?
And you couldn't do it.
I don't know, eventually I did it.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know what I mean? But, you know, it took a while, you know?
Now, Your porn addiction that you had, hours was just like per day. How much?
It's ritualistic.
How much time would you spend?
Only at nights.
Okay.
But what it did was, obviously, I didn't. You know, it causes, you know, no intimacy. You can't have any intimacy with your girlfriend.
With your girlfriend, yeah.
As much, you know. And
so this is not something you would watch with her. This is something
in the beginning. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
But then oh my God, I have to watch my words. But the porn that I did watch was a little unusual.
Okay. Then it was freaking her out a little bit, or.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of stuff?
Yeah, what kind?
Because my audio guy, he likes watching chicks with D's.
Who, to which one?
Just know all of them. If they're having sex with a chick.
Sharon guy, yeah.
If they're having sex with a girl.
He likes the you know.
Isn't that cool, Bobby?
No, it's not cool. It's unchristian and it's wicked.
What were you into? What's your thing?
Well, it has to do with my self-esteem, because here's another thing.
You like the tiny penis guys. You like the tricks where you have a tiny penis and laughing and pointing at the guy.
No. I wish they had a lot of those. No, I do more older men, you know.
Younger women?
Yeah, dude. Not old people making love.
So, like an old guy and a young chick. An old guy and a young chick.
A regular girl, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I see a lot of this going on now. A lot of these videos coming out.
You guys old guys?
Yeah, really old guys like grandpas and then like a babysitter who's like freshly 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mine isn't, it's not a pedophile-y kind of a thing. My I've analyzed it. Mine is, I'm the old guy.
Uh-huh.
Because they have more of my type of body, just you know what I mean. And so for me, it's like, you know, there's no American Asian dudes doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even seen that before. Have you?
An Asian guy?
A guy that I could relate to. Like, if I see an Asian guy, he looks like Bruce Lee. Maybe.
I gotta tell you, I don't think I've watched a lot of porn in my life.
Never. I never
can't
thought
think of
about
an
it.
Asian guy.
Yeah. So.
If Asian girls, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they had, and I don't want like the I don't like the Tokyo, the Japanese ones, because it's so weird. Somebody, and the girls crying. I hate it. Yeah.
So, weird porn.
And it's always called like yum yum, you know what I mean? Yum yum, choco or whatever.
So you're spending, if you were to estimate per night, how much time are you watching this for?
Not anymore.
No, but I mean, before, how much were you spending?
Every night. And I would pay for
30 minutes?
Pay for sites.
An hour? So you'd pay. You're one of those guys that I always wonder who pays for sites.
I pay for, because I like high def.
You like, and very specific things. And some of those sites, if it could be a specific, like you said, the old guys, young women, they could have a whole site devoted to that instead of having to rummage around for stuff. All right.
Uh-huh.
And so then because of that, your sex life
was affected a little
bit.
Your
girlfriend,
yeah.
You're having less sex with her.
Yeah, because, you know, what it is you do a lot of things. I mean, you have drugs and alcohol, right, to hide from your feelings or to distract yourself, right, from really what's going on. And so then there are secondary things like pornography, even video games, and things that I become obsessive about. That is, I use those things as well to not deal or cope with what's really going on, you know, with inside my body in terms of feelings and stuff.
Now, what I find this fascinating about Bobby Lee is that you can sit here, and every time you've come on the show, you're an open book.
Uh-huh.
Are you this, and I'm curious if you're like this in your private life with your girlfriend, or I can do that as well on this show. I can very, very open. For some reason, I can talk about anything if I think it has an entertainment value, but I have an incredibly difficult time doing that in private with my wife, for instance. I'm not a good communicator. I'm terrible at showing any sort of emotion. Like, here you are talking to me, analyzing your feelings and your motivations for doing things and that sort of stuff. Are you able to have these sorts of conversations with your girlfriend?
The reason why I can do it here is because I'm telling you, like, stories from the past that are entertaining and whatnot, right? But they're not really anchored in real feelings, really. It's so when my girlfriend goes, hey, I just really need to, you know what I mean, talk to you about, right? And then I completely just, you know what I mean, zone out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll lock eyes with her, right? But then I'll think of, like, when can I play Skyrim? You know what I mean? Like, I need to play Oblivion, whatever the game that I like playing, you know? Uh-huh. And so, but now, there are things that I try to do. Now, I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm trying to be more curious about what she's saying. Like, for instance, you know, right when I got out, we were at a store, and she goes, I like those shoes. And she just said it really quickly, and then we moved on. Mm-hmm. But I normally wouldn't have even heard that or even, but I memorized what she liked, and mm-hmm. I got that for her Christmas, right? So I'm trying to be more mindful and curious. And then when she's talking about, even though it's dumb, even though to me it sounds ridiculously and dumb, I try, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You know it's ridiculous what they say, right? It's like, you know, but so, I try to, like,
fake interest.
Not fake interest. No, not fake interest.
Okay, all right.
Is to, like, go, my first initial is, oh, here we go. This is ridiculous, right? It doesn't mean anything, right? But that's the first thought. So I let that pass.
Yeah.
And then I try to become mindful and curious and really listen to, and that's how she feels.
Yeah.
And to really take that in.
I'm just surprised you're able to be open. I there's also, you're not going to see me after today. You come in, that's another thing. I can do things with people that I don't have a personal connection with. I can
Rover,
be very open with them. But someone close, it's very difficult.
Rover, have you ever heard of kindred spirits?
Are we kindred spirits?
We're the same type of dude, bro.
Okay.
All right. And so when they said, oh, you have to do Rover, like, I was going to cancel all, you know, press.
Yeah.
But then when they said, it's Rover, I go, obviously I'm going to get up for that.
Well, thank you.
No, it's not a thank you. It's just I like doing the show, and I like you. I mean, it's like, and when I see you, it's like I saw you yesterday, you know? So, you know, you and I will always have this. So we're kindred spirits, bro.
But we could probably
put this guy in the back.
He sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But kindred spirits, but it's impossible. It would probably be impossible to, like, hang out because I don't even like hanging out with people. I don't know. It's weird.
That's another thing that I do is isolate.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, I had 16 hours, you know, just not eating, sleeping. I have just to finish it, right? I gotta get the cougar with that bow and arrow,
sure.
Five of them, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to do
you
all
need the special clothes.
I need to make all the clothes that they have, right? And I need to do all of it.
Uh-huh.
And so, but you know, now, you know, I just can't do that anymore. And so I know that isolation is the death of me, right? So I've been, you know, like, you know, I'm starting a podcast.
But you get through your entertainment, through your stand-up, through doing TV, through entertaining people, that is your connection to people. Even though you don't have a real connection, that's your connection. That gives you that sustains you.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, no.
It doesn't because even like Chris D'Elia, you know, he used to just scream at me, and Whitney Cummings, all these guys, because I don't.
Whitney Cummings isn't a guy, is she?
To me, she is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. She has a penis for sure.
It's a bombshell. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you can't say it. But she, they yell at me because I don't call anyone back or do anything.
Yeah.
And so, so since I've been out, I've had lunch with a bunch of people, like Andrew Santino and I, starting a podcast. So, you know, having lunch and call everyone back and forcing myself to do all these things, because here's another thing is like, I never had a calendar, so I'm the type of guy. that didn't taste good. But I'm the type of guy that, like, will wake up and they go, "You're supposed to be in Calgary." Like, I don't know what's going on ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I have a calendar and I know everything that's going on. So I'm trying to be more mindful about that. And who knows? 6 months from now, I might go, "Forget it. I'm going to kill myself." But right now,
you're feeling good.
No, it's not that I'm feeling good. I'm doing all the things that I feel like I need to do to give myself a shot at life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dude, it's like I'm 48, you know? And
you can't tell, though, because agents, you just literally cannot tell the age.
Watch. You can tell when I walk through a mall, because I do this.
Put your arms behind
your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I never used to do that, but now I do this, and I sing, like, Korean songs. I'm getting liver spots like Pat Morita. You know what I mean? So there are things happening. You know what I mean? My body looks mythological. Like, I look like, you know, a fat Yoda-esque kind of a body.
Well, overnight, like you have, if your beard, if that turns gray, your little mustache in the beard, if that turns gray, that's like just an Asian goes from 20 years old to 80 years old overnight, like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I am 48, and I don't think that I want to live the way I lived for all these years. It's just so unhappy and miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, I want to be, even, this sounds so cheesy, but, like, even walking outside, like, there are things that I never used to notice before, like trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know how you wake up and you go, I have to do this, this, and this, so you drive to wherever you're going, right?
And you don't pay
But you don't wake up and go, look at this, right? So, I'm doing a lot of that, and I think it's working, because I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, I might slip, but, you know, I've been going to a lot of meetings, and I'm, you know, I have a therapist once a week, so I'm doing all the things that I need to be doing to, you know, to uplift my life, but this is all new to me, dude, so I don't know. I'm trying.
Bobby Lee is going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow is sold out. Tonight, 7 p.m. It's going to sell out.
It'll sell out.
Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with Bobby. We'll talk to him some more. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeart Radio station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, "Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m. The only radio show that makes you want to take a shower after listening to it.
Golden Shower Warriors.
I mean, I'm completely covered.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Bobby Lee is here in the studio with us. I'm glad you're doing all right. Sounds like you're doing well.
I feel great.
You don't want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
So, do you have anything that, any goals or anything that you want to do now that you're sober for 41 days? You fell off the wagon for a while, but you were sober for 17 years. Prior
and then that was
right?
12 years before that. So I've been always in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I sold the show to CBS, and I didn't think anyone would buy it, but it's a show about a Korean spa in Koreatown in LA.
Uh huh.
It's a 3-camera sitcom, and I go, there's no way. And the first place we pitch it to, they're like, let's do it.
Well, take it.
So, you know, I'm going to work on that, and then I'm going to, I obviously have this sports thing coming out, the Game On thing, but, you know, I'm starting a podcast with Andrew Santino called Bad Friends. Mm-hmm. I still have Tiger Belly, my podcast, mm-hmm. and touring. So, you know, I'm focusing on all that kind of stuff, but I'm also focusing on myself so I can grow.
Jeffrey, you're hovering in there. That's that sound effect. Jeffrey, the weird guy on the show.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah. I love that guy. I saw him out there in the hallway, dude.
I'll talk to you.
He has beady eyes. I love it.
Funny.
Yes, well, Jeffrey, what is it?
But I remember you were talking about, you did a sitcom before, right? I remember like back in the mid-90s when Margaret Cho did actually the first sitcom involving Asian-American characters.
Why are you bringing this up to
American
him?
Girl.
Why?
Yeah.
What's the
I'm
reason?
I'm just saying. I'm just making
it. Why that sitcom?
Why that? Out of all the sitcoms you know.
Yeah. How about a successful one? Like, you know what I mean?
Why bring up the Margaret Cho one?
What? Why don't you bring up Happy Endings or these other bad ones?
It was a groundbreaking show at the time, and I was very fortunate enough to have it. I had the DVD at home, and I was very fortunate enough to have Margaret autograph it for me.
What's the back say?
Huh?
What's the back say of the DVD?
It was a groundbreaking sitcom about an Asian American family in San Francisco.
He does remember the back of every DVD that he has. He can read it to you. But there is sort of, in a way, as you said, like this thing that you just sold is a Korean spa sort of, which I don't, what is that? Like a jerk?
No. Korean spas are, because I've been going up for 30 years. It's in Koreatown, men, kids, we all go and we just steam out. Mm-hmm. And when people hang out, there's ping pong courts in the above. They do your taxes as well.
Oh. I mean, I always trust my spa to do my taxes.
Yeah. So there, you could sleep there. So it's a whole kind of community.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to really describe. There's nothing sexual. If you got an erection, you would die.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Korean men would just, you know, they would do the walk and they would kill you. Yeah.
But you sold that, but it is an uphill battle for any sort of Asian themed show, isn't it? I mean, in a way, it must sort of suck for you because I bet a lot of places won't hire you to be in a show because they want, well, we'll hire him to be the Asian guy. We need an Asian sidekick or whatever.
Yeah, but let me say this. It's so much better than it was in the 90s. Like, I auditioned for the movie King Kong. That was the most humiliating audition I've ever had.
Why? What happened?
Because there was a Chinese guy, if you've seen the movie King Kong, he has no line. He's literally just screaming, right? So I remember being there with all the maid, like John Cho, everyone back in the day, right? And so you walked in this room, and there was a gigantic cardboard King Kong on the wall, and they turned on the camera, and they just run in a circle, scream, right? So I remember screaming, ah, right? And then they go, yeah, you don't have the Asian accent thing. So I go, what? I screamed, like, everyone screams the same. And they go, no, can you just make it more
Asian?
So do you know what I did? I started running. I go, ah, yeah! And then I go, yeah! Right? And they go, get out of here. But you know what I did was, normally you leave after an audition.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I sat back down because I wanted to see the humiliating faces coming out of the room. So Asian actor after Asian just walking out going, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. So in the 90s, you would get like, you know, you'd show up at an audition. They go, where's your ninja outfit? And you go, what, ninja? Right? So now I don't do anything with an accent.
Yeah.
Right? I do a reoccurring on Magnum PI as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just a regular guy. So in that way, it's cool. And I think that it's really better for us now. I mean, look at, you know, Crazy Rich Asians and also Fresh Off the Boat. I mean, these are successful, you know what I mean, commodities or, you know, franchises or whatever. So they're really trying to, you know, buy things now. So that's cool.
You know, I haven't seen you on Magnum PI. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did watch a few episodes of this Magnum PI. It was
the reboot?
It would come on. Yeah. It came on after, I watched like maybe the first three or four episodes. It came on after, I think after football. I don't remember. I don't remember what night it was on, but I actually, it wasn't bad. I gotta be honest. And a lot of stuff I watch, I go, this sucks, but it's not bad. It's not bad.
It literally is. You know, cause I'm gonna tell you how I got it. Okay, so this is how I got it. All right. So Splitting Up Together gets canceled. My dad hadn't died yet.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was going on, really. I had really nothing going on at the time. I hadn't sold the show yet or anything. And David Spade called to me and he goes, "Buddy, can you do one line in my movie in Hawaii?" I go, "What's the line?" He goes, "Welcome to Waialani Hotel." I go, I'm not gonna go to Hawaii for one line, right? Which, you know, I don't know if you've ever met David Spade, but he's honest. I'm about to get emotional. He's really the nicest guy in the world. I love him so much. So I go, "You know what? I'll do it for David." He goes, "Good, because Adam's producing it." It was my dream. I auditioned for Zohan, all his movies, never even got close. Mm-hmm. So I go, "This is my time, right? And this would be great." So I'm there, and David Spade's in the scenes. So he walks up and he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I go, "Welcome to Waialani Hotel." Cut. Sandler would walk up. "Yeah, man, I just don't understand what you're saying." I go, "What do you mean?" "Yeah, it just doesn't, just do it again." Action. "Welcome to Waialani Hotel." "Yeah, I don't even understand." I did it like 30 times. Sweat dripping off my face. Uh-huh. I'm like shaking because I'm so embarrassed. It got to the point where David was looking at me going, "I'm sorry." Right? But then Adam's so nice. Afterwards, he's like, "You did it, buddy," and hugged me. But I felt like bummed about it. So, because, you know, I flew over there for one line. We're in Hawaii. But here's the miracle. Can I tell you the miracle?
Okay.
I'm sitting at the bar at the hotel, and this little Asian man sits next to me. Uh-huh. He goes, "I'm Gene." I go, "Whatever." "Hi." I go, "What up?" And he goes, "I'm a co-executive producer of Magnum PI. I'm a huge fan."
Oh, wow.
So he goes, "I want to write you in." So I did one. I did another one. I did another one. And now in 2 weeks, I'm doing my fourth one. And it literally is my favorite show to do. Even since Mad TV, this is my favorite show to
really?
Do.
Really?
Because I love that Mexican guy that's in it.
I don't know who the Mexican guy is.
Jay Hernandez.
Okay.
He's Magnum PI. Yeah. I love Purdy. I love everyone on the show. Steve, Zach, all those guys. Yeah. You know, and Amy Hill's on it. And it's been great. So, you know, that's a lesson to me that when you do a favor for somebody, sometimes
something good can come out.
And, you know, that's, you know, I was always, "Abe, go to this party." I was like, "Why? I would never go to anything." Mm-hmm. But in the last couple years, I've been saying yes. I go to parties. Like,
trying to network.
And it's not even network. It's just going to like the CAA Emmy party.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and then like all of a sudden Trevor Noah shows up and you're having a conversation and then other people. And then you go, "Oh, this is how it works."
Yeah.
But when you isolate and you just go, and you just don't go out of the house unless you do shows, it's just not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when does this new project of yours?
We'll start writing it now.
Okay, so you're writing it now.
Yeah.
When does it, and who, that's on a network? Or who?
Yeah,
who
CBS.
CBS.
Probably, it'll probably come out in 2 years if they pick it up.
Oh, 2 years?
Because
it's that long?
We came in, we missed the cycle, but they still want to do it, so we're going to wait for the next cycle.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yep.
Did you, when you fell off the wagon this last time, you used to, when you were doing drugs and alcohol, you used to go down to the Tijuana whorehouses, take a bunch of people down there.
Yeah.
Did you make a trip this time around or no?
Okay, could I say something?
Yes.
That kind of behavior. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm the king. Uh-huh. I'm the piper of that. Uh-huh. Right. I used to take a van, bring all these comics down there. Some people would get beat up. Some people would get lost and almost die. You know, I almost died a couple of times. Uh-huh. You know, I had a machete to my neck. And I don't do that because I have a girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? I don't, you know, I don't go to strip clubs. I've never cheated on any girl I've ever been with. Mm-hmm. There are some other comics that I know that do. But I just, I always thought that kind of behavior was so dishonest. And also, you know, if I lie in that way, then I'll relapse again because it's lying behavior. Yeah. It's not a good way to live.
Yeah.
It's dishonest.
Is there a lot of feuding between comedians? You say you know some that cheat and whatnot.
What's so funny? Because I said something in between the break and you're a sly. You're so sly.
Just trying
you're
to
a sly one.
Ease my way into that. Yeah.
Okay, can I say this?
Sure, you can say whatever you want.
I help a lot of people. I try to, mm-hmm. Okay? And there's about three or four people that I've helped that have become gigantic stars, And I'm not just saying I made a phone call. I, you know, invested money or
mentored them.
I mentored. I did things, right? Okay. Yeah. And then they've changed and they turn into these like like I don't even know who they are anymore, right? They buy into the hype, but what you don't realize is I've seen when people blown up and they fall.
And then they fall and no one wants anything to do with it.
See, when you behave like that at the top and you fall, I can say Dan Cook maybe because he's a friend and he's rebuilding his thing. And yeah. I think he's a great guy. But there was a time when he was up there and, you know, he fell a little bit, you know? And so, but a lot of these people, I have no, like, I can't say names, man.
Can't say names.
You know, because I don't want to start a war. You know what I mean? But
what would happen? Just give me an example because I'm not like, you know, in the comedy world, let's say you did name names. He named names during the break, but I won't name names. If you were to say publicly what you told me privately, what would the fallout be?
A lot. The fallout would be because I'm a regular at the Comedy Store, but I get spots because of my seniority.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't get spots because I'm the hot young guy, right? The hot young person who's has the heat will always win, right? So I've been in positions where someone blew up and they're like, Bobby Lee, I don't want him anywhere near my time slot. So then I get a midnight spot, right? There's a lot of consequences that can happen. I want to rattle off a bunch of names and go crazy. And I've done it on my podcast, but then I always edit it out. I just get it out, you know what I mean? You know? You know, like, for instance, you know, when I was in South Africa, I saw a young black guy perform. I called CAA. I go, you have to sign this guy. And they go, we're not going to go to South Africa to sign this guy. I go, I'm telling you right now, this guy's special. So when the guy came to America and did some shows in Vegas, I had Matt, my agent, go out and see him. He signed him. And that guy's Trevor Noah. Now, Trevor openly admits, you know, that I did that for him. And I'm not taking credit because he's so talented. But like in that, I respect Trevor because he respects me and there, you know, and
he acknowledges.
Right. Yeah. You know, I just need that little acknowledgement. But
he doesn't owe everything to you, but you helped him.
He was going to make it regardless.
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, it would have been hard coming from South Africa and, you know, blindly coming to America without. You know, CAA is one of the biggest agencies on planet Earth,
right?
So in that way, I think I did, you know, I just thought that people have to see this guy. This guy's handsome, smart, prolific, nice. He has everything. Sexy, right?
But some people that you help out, they don't acknowledge that you helped them.
Or they do maybe a little bit, but their behavior toward me is so hostile, right?
Why do you think they have that hostile behavior toward you if you helped them out?
Maybe, I mean, this is, okay, you remember Carlos Mencia?
Yeah.
Carlos Mencia helped me out more than any other person in the world.
Okay.
He bought me a car when I had no car. If I couldn't pay rent in the 90s, I could always go to his house. He lived in Silver Lake, and he would give me, like, cash.
Yeah.
Like, he is a good guy, right? And because of the Rogan thing and the whole thing that happened between him, my career was being sunk because I was so attached to Mencia's name that I had to cut that.
Okay.
That was out of survival. That's, I think, understandable, right?
There's Carlos Mencia, who I believe is going to be on our show tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
About that. What's
Friday?
That? Friday.
Will Bobby still be in town?
No.
Does he hate you now because you cut
ties? No, I know, because I, you know, and Ned, I mean, I've said this openly. I just said it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love him. He helped me, but the political fallout would have been so devastating for me, and I feel guilty, but I cut ties, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in radio and podcast, I say it verbally, you know? Is there some behavioral things that he did that I wouldn't have done? Maybe. But, you know, I give... But do I love Joe Rogan? Love him. I hung out with him Saturday. I had a nice conversation with Joe Rogan Saturday. You know,
You say you're intimidated by Joe Rogan.
What?
That's what my research says.
Okay. That's why we had a conversation. I don't know why you said that.
I'm just telling you.
But he...
Telling you, okay, you were so intimidated. You said you were intimidated.
He came up to me with his wife.
Okay.
And he said, why are you intimidated by me? I go, because you look like the Thing from Fantastic Four. Like, you're thick. You're also the Johnny Carson of today. Mm-hmm. You know, when comics go on a show, they become, not household names, but they get on the map, mm-hmm. right? So, it's a respect thing, but... I am intimidated because of the history and all that kind of stuff.
Of what he did to Carlos Mencia. Basically called him out for stealing some jokes and went like right up on stage and did it and then posted video.
People know about it already.
There are some people
know,
that
Rover.
Don't know.
Uh-huh.
And what, you don't want to be, you're afraid that Joe Rogan may put you in his crosshairs?
Because I'm a part of his, I mean, I'm not as big as him,
yeah.
But in terms of relevant people in the LA comedy scene, I'm doing shows with all of them,
yeah.
right? And I have a love for him. It's just that I don't want to be intrusive, because when Joe shows up at the store, I have all these comics come out of the woodwork surrounding him, right? And I don't want to bother him.
How does Carlos Mencia feel about him? Could they ever patch things up? Is it possible? It's irreparable.
It's
because I've had Carlos on many times.
Okay.
And in a way, I feel for him. I don't know if he's stealing jokes or whatever, but
I could tell you what it really is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably get a lot of flack for saying it, but as a performer, probably I've never seen anyone better. Mencia is a beast. Especially in his heyday, it's just unfathomable how I would never get those kind of laughs.
He was so good.
So good, right? But because he was so good and he didn't have a lot of allies. And in any job that you ever have, I have a lot of friends, right? And I'm friends with a lot of really good comics, right? And when my dad died, they nurtured me and they called me and asked me if I was okay on a daily basis. I mean, huge comedians, right? I've always nurtured everyone, young guys at the store. You know, I've helped people, right? Yeah. He's very selective. He would bring one guy, hang out with one guy. Right now he has a guy named Cisco that goes on. He's very funny. And I immerse myself with allies. He didn't. Mm-hmm. So when poop hit the fan, mm-hmm. He had no one to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to, you know, bump people too at the store. I think that hurt him too.
Mm.
You know, he would go up at this comedy store and do 3-hour shows when, you know, you had Chelsea Handler, Sebastian Maniscalco when they were young, no names, but with Mencia or Dice Clay or Eddie Griffin would go on stage. We would show up and go, oh, I guess we can't go up on stage now, because they would do 2 or 3 hours at the each,
mm-hmm.
right? And over the years of doing that, it pissed a lot of people off. And all those people that he bumped became huge. Sebastian's one of the biggest comics on planet Earth right mm-hmm. now, right? So, you know, but in terms of my personal experiences with Ned, I view him as, if I wrote a book, he would be in a chapter. And I love him like a brother. And I just think that he's super talented. Now, will he come back as big as he was? I don't, probably not.
Bobby Lee is going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight, 7 p.m. Tickets are available. Now, I will tell you this. Tomorrow's show, all sold out.
Yes.
Tickets tonight and 7 p.m. tonight and tonight only, correct?
I'm only doing one show a night because I canceled 2 because of my dad's death and all that stuff. So I came to Cleveland because I love Hilarity so much. I love Nick and Scott and those guys so much that I'm here during this blizzard, okay? So come tonight to see me.
Is it a blizzard?
I don't know. Something's going on. It's like day after tomorrow.
I just looked out the window. It is, actually.
And so. Also listen to Tiger Belly, my podcast. And I have a podcast with Andrew Santino called Bad Friends coming out. And also my handles are Bobby Lee Live.
Bobby Lee Live. Yeah. Find him everywhere on social media. I'm glad that you're doing well. it seems like, you know, next time, hopefully you'll be keeping it together the entire time until the next time you're here. But I wish you well.
I want to come back. So if I come back, I come back, right? To you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't leave a skid mark on that white couch.
No, I don't do that kind of stuff anymore, okay?
Bye, guys. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Heart Radio Station.
WMMS.
They say you can't look away from a car crash.
Well, this is like a car crash into a train wreck on top of a dumpster fire.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
That iHeart hates me, and maybe they do. I know that something happened with the internet. RMG TV goes out, the live stream
goes
out.
Something's going on.
It's a disaster, isn't it? So doing that to everyone or just me?
Well, my computer too.
No, I know, just my staff.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was reading something. Tell me whether you agree or disagree. Farting in front of your partner leads to a stronger, healthier relationship.
No, no. A girl should never.
Never fart in front of a guy is your theory on this. 866-YO-ROVER, an expert, a relationship expert I was just reading, says that if you fart in front of your partner, you're going to get over that initial embarrassment, and then you'll have a more open, a healthier relationship, a happier relationship, a stronger relationship.
You can conquer
if you
the world.
Feel comfortable enough to fart in front of each other.
Yep.
Now, does this spell disaster for B2 and me?
You guys both fart?
Don't fart in front of each other.
Oh, that's good.
That, but not according to this relationship expert.
You don't. You
that's
don't,
a kiss of death. You for a rela- this expert says
you don't blast in front of her.
I do not.
You?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, those are hilarious.
Yeah, those are funny ones.
You really don't.
Wait, so it's funny when the guy does it?
Yeah, yes, the guy kind of has a pass.
There's
a
and double. It's disgusting. When double the, when the girl does it.
There's a double standard here that we all accept. Mm-hmm. Yes, guys farting is always funny. Girls farting is gross.
I've made Rover laugh with my farts.
Because you're almost like a guy.
No, yeah. It's so disgusting.
It didn't work out. Why do you think it didn't work out with you two?
Right.
Oh, just taking so a dump disgusting. With the door open.
There's a love there.
Garlic farts all the time.
No, a guy. He'll still be on the toilet taking a crap, and I'll talk to him.
Wait.
Yeah, you're not together. Wait, that's why.
Because there's a love there. Wait, he'll talk to my kid. He's like,
she says this kind of stuff.
Well, Rover's dumping? Hold on. Calling your kid?
Hold on.
No, she'll FaceTime him.
That's not true.
What if you drop the phone on accident?
Hold on. First of all, she says this because for whatever reason, she tries to say things that she thinks will piss off my wife. It's quite obvious. That's why there's a love there.
There's this.
Like, she says this stuff because she's just trying to piss my wife off, obviously, for some reason.
No, she knows that there's a love there.
There's no love there. What are you talking about?
Why are you talking to me while you're taking a crap?
I'm not talking to her, too? While I take a crap. No, she's bringing up something that happened a few weeks ago where I'm sitting on the toilet and I get a FaceTime call.
You don't answer that.
And I answer it. It's from Gia.
No, ignore it, Rover. Why can't you wait?
And Gia goes, what are you doing? And I go, well, I'll call you back in a little bit. I'm taking a dump. And then she laughs and then hangs up. That's it.
You don't answer.
I'm not having a conversation.
That goes to voicemail or whatever.
What Doogie's saying isn't a lie or wrong at all.
Correct.
Do talk to...
It is a lie because she's like, oh, we're carrying on a conversation while you're on the toilet. That's not true.
If you said I went to go hit ignore and I accidentally hit the... you know, answer button. Okay. But you looked at it and you said, okay, I better take this one.
Yeah.
I always answer when Gia FaceTimes me. No matter what.
What if it's sex?
Oh, okay. That no.
Okay. So then no.
No. No. But
I agree with this information that if you can't fart in front of one another, how are you going to wipe their ass when they're sick or take care of them?
That's when they're 80. That. Yeah, that's way down.
Yeah, they're already like unattractive and wrinkly and gross. You don't want to have sex with them.
Yeah, I'm going to die before my wife. Yeah.
So, when they puke and they need help or something bad happens, you can't be there for them?
Puke is way different. It's less gross than a fart from a girl.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
If my girlfriend started puking, I'd have no problem helping her out.
Because she's probably sick.
Do you hold her hair back?
Yeah, I'd have no issue doing any of that. But if she farted, she'd
be
out
on the streets. What if she was really sick and you needed to wipe her ass?
It wouldn't happen.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Justin in Rochester, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. You guys were just talking about farting in front of spouses and girlfriends and stuff.
Yes.
My wife, I've been with her for 13 years. And we've been married for 10. After 1 year, she actually farted while sitting on my lap. And I knew she was the one.
Yeah.
Oh, you liked it?
I like this
You're
guy.
A sick freak.
The vibration you liked.
Wow.
No, I didn't like the vibration, but it showed that she was willing to be open with me. And, you know, we've been together.
That's
for
too
10
open.
Years. I got two kids.
Oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
You never let one slip in front of your wife, Rover?
You?
No, no.
I find that hard to believe.
It's
freeing. It's, let it loose.
Yeah. No, because I don't want her to fart.
It doesn't open doors. I fart in front of my girlfriend all the time. She's accidentally let one rip over, 10 years.
And you guys laugh about it because the smell.
No.
She doesn't eat garlic and you're just laughing of how bad it is.
No. Absolutely not at all would I laugh at that.
You've never farted? I farted.
I did. No, you're asking the wrong way. I do it, and it's very funny. It fills the house with laughter. If she does it, it's a cloud of depression in the house. You want to leave. No.
Sometimes I'll fart, and it smells so bad that Gia and I will just look, and my daughter will just laugh and laugh and laugh because it's so bad. How did that smell come out of my body?
But what?
It's so gross.
That is gross.
So funny.
Yeah, but that's your kid. You think a man would want to be around that smell, that toxic smell?
Well, if they can't be around a woman that farts, then you don't want to be with them.
And you're alone because of this.
I mean, my wife has. I mean, we've been together for like 30 plus years now. I mean, she's farted, yes, and it's funny to me because
she doesn't do it all the time.
No, she's totally embarrassed when I catches her.
Often does your wife fart in front of you?
It's rare. Like she'll be in the kitchen, or whatever, and we have a pretty quiet house, and I'll hear it and I'll go, "What?"
And she'll probably laugh, right?
Yes,
but but Jeffrey had the perfect marriage, if you guys remember. He really had the perfect, picture-perfect marriage until his wife farted on him.
While he was going south of the border.
And after that, their marriage has been on the rocks. He's been thinking about getting a divorce.
That's what it was.
She opened that up, and Jeffrey can't forget that, right?
No, I don't think I could forget the fact that, I'm going downtown, I'm enjoying myself, all of a sudden she... lets one loose right in my face.
Oh.
Relationship
did it stink?
Do you remember?
I farted a ton of times around her.
Well, yeah, you fart every day.
Was it,
I farted, I farted here, I farted at work,
did it
I
make,
farted at
when she farted on you, did it just make noise or did it stink?
Pardon me?
When she farted on you, did it just make noise or did it also stink?
Both.
Okay.
Have you gone downtown since?
No.
Why would you?
Yeah, it scars
That's
you.
That's a danger zone at that point.
Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, how are you,
man?
I started dating my wife, now wife, but within a month and a half, we went on vacation. I took her to Virginia Beach. We were on our way home. I actually sharted on the way home.
Sharted?
And then when we got home, And then when we got home, she accidentally let one slip, and we got married 2 years later. I've been with her 15 years.
Now,
so
a lot of people are calling saying, hey, look, we've been married 15 years, and we just can't stop farting on each other. It must work. But there must be people that have been married for 15 years that aren't farting all over each other, too.
Right? I don't think so.
And they're probably
happy. I get it. I mean, I get it, but a lot of it's drive-bys. Like, I'll walk by her and just fart, drive by, or something like that. We don't fart on each other, but I think if you can do that in front of each other, then you have a stronger relationship than just holding it in and only do it in the bathroom.
Because
I think if you're a guy and you think it's disgusting or think your wife shouldn't do that, I think you're kind of shallow, to be totally honest.
We are.
Yes.
Then I must be very shallow. I think, like, for instance, when I take a dump,
I go to the furthest bathroom. I have a fairly sizable house.
But you also announce it to her. I go like, to I'm the go furthest.
Well, that's why I don't. She there's no interruption. Yeah. That's right. It's a warning signal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an animal, like one of those baboons that flares up its big red ass or something as a warning. Maybe that's for sex. I'm not sure. But regardless, it's a warning signal saying, I'm going to go take a dump. Don't come down here.
For what, a half hour, 45?
Sure, it could be, sometimes, Dieter, it could only be, 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
You never know. That's right.
Do you announce to her when you're going to go rip a fart?
No.
So you're very secretive about your farts.
I'm normally farting at the same time that I'm taking a dump.
See, this is
but there's other farts. I mean, everybody has other farts.
Yeah, you urinate and fart?
Do you pee in front of her?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you brush it. She brushes her teeth, and you're peeing. That's fine, right?
Yeah. But I try to close the door at least most of the time when I'm doing that.
Does she pee in front of you?
Oh yeah, that's a good.
No. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, wanted to see, do you think it's gross if you were to lick her taint?
Do I think that's gross? No.
Or do you do that?
I mean, I don't make it a routine. Like,
are you talking about actual
hey,
taint?
Hey, it's Tuesday. It's Taint Tuesday. Honey, put those legs up.
I know you've said you do backdoor action, and usually that starts with something. But if you think it's so gross that when she farts, why do you like doing backdoor action?
I don't think you do backdoor all the time, do you? Or is that just like holidays?
All the time. Not all the time. But see, I also want to, there's got to be a separation, like a separation of church and state, Backdoor action is fine. That's why I don't want to think about farting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're going to be tossing salad, you don't want to be thinking about farts all the time,
Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, I just want to chime in about the farting issue. My wife and I have been together for 10 years, married six. Don't tell us. I don't know that. But anyway, I saw both my children be born. So I saw the children come out of, her children come out of. So her farting doesn't really bother me. So I think it's funny. She tries to play it off.
Did she crap a little bit when she pushed out those kids?
Weirdly, no. I was totally expecting it because, I have friends that told me, she's going to be a big dump coming with
her. No, they do it so fast. They're just so quick and they just remove it.
You said it happened to you.
It did, of course.
I guess I was just prepared. It didn't really bother me. So I've seen the worst of the worst. So fart's not going to bother me. And yeah. Any day of the week. I mean, I think it's funny more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, like if B2 ever gave birth, maybe I'd have to not go to the birth.
You don't want to see
they
that.
They don't let poo.
It's a disaster area.
Your body purges everything ahead.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back with the shizzy. The news next. Hang on.
Rover's iHeart Radio Station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m. WMMS. You know when you're driving and you see the person laughing then screaming in their car? You can bet your sweet ass they're listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doozy?
I don't remember a lot of things that happened growing up as far as news stories, and you guys have called me out in the past. Well, I just saw this and I wasn't
Baby Jessica. She had no idea who that was.
28 years ago today, something happened regarding George Bush, the elder. And I've never heard this. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
It can't be you.
28 years ago?
Something happened today.
With eating?
If you know this,
are you kidding me? You don't know
George W. Bush?
No, George Bush. The older George.
George Senior.
No, no, you're thinking of George W. He's the one that choked on the pretzel.
Not the choking on the pretzel. No. No. The other eating thing.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Famous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is there a video of it?
There's video of that.
What?
Video.
Yeah.
How you can find it.
I've never heard this before.
You really?
Wow. Right, we'll talk about what it is.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you weren't born yet.
Yeah, you have a good excuse.
I wasn't born yet either.
You're not a newswoman.
We'll talk about that.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Nick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo!
Yo, I was just calling because I got a funny story about couples farting and things like that.
Yes.
Okay, so I've been with my wife for about 20 years now, and the only time I've ever heard her fart in my life was after she had surgery. She was all loopy from the drugs.
Yeah.
And the whole family's in the room, and she lets out this big fart. And, then she cries for like 15, 20 minutes.
She cried. Why? Because she let out a fart?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the greatest. Yeah.
Ah, the good old days. Who could ever forget your wife farting like that? I'm sure you never bring it up, do you?
No.
He's called into a radio show and tells the whole world.
All right, Nick, thank you. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So there is a lot going on right now in the world of politics, and we're going to talk about something we had mentioned earlier this morning. We had talked about the Boeing 737 passenger plane that crashed, and all of those people that had died, 176 people.
This was in Iran.
And it was shortly after takeoff in Iran, and it was heading to the Ukraine. And this morning, that we had said, well, they claimed that it had nothing to do with all of this that's happening.
All the rockets they were firing off.
Correct. Yeah. So now Ukraine has, just a few hours later, Ukraine has walked back that statement that ruled out a terror attack that did cause behind the crash of what had happened.
They ruled that out?
Ukraine has walked back their statement. Because this morning we had said it wasn't
Ukraine
terrorism.
Ukraine said that it's not terrorism right
correct.
Off. How would you know that?
I mean, they're walking that back. So now, because we are all like, that's really suspicious. It was a fluke.
Hours after they were flying missiles around.
Right. And that was the report. Ukraine now is kind of backing that truck up. So, and again, Boeing has got to investigate what's happening with everything. They've recovered the black boxes. So we'll find out more information. And I did see in the office, is the president getting ready to speak?
Yeah, at some point.
He's going to talk today, but it almost seemed that it was imminent that they were going to have him come forward and talk. And that is in regards to the Iran missile attack. So again, a lot happening overseas and with the United States. So the other couple of news stories that we have to talk about, there's at least one person that has died after an avalanche. This was at an Idaho ski resort, and another person was found buried, then transported to a hospital. But they're thinking that person is going to survive. One person dead in Idaho.
You got to have that thing on. These things are the inflatable thing. It's like an airbag for if an avalanche hits you. You just survive. It's incredible. You ride it out on the top. You're almost guaranteed to survive, but I just don't think very many people wear those things.
Is it a shirt you pull on?
It's like a vest.
You pull it and this kind of opens up.
It opens up, and then it prevents you from getting buried in the avalanche, and you just kind of almost surf it, like body surf it all the way down. And I don't know as if anyone's ever been killed using one of those before. They're pretty foolproof. They work. They're pretty foolproof, I think. But I think most people think they're going to be caught in an avalanche. Right. I've gone skiing many times. I haven't skied in a long time, but I used to go skiing all the time.
When did you ski? 30 years ago?
It's 20 years ago?
It's hard. It's a lot of work.
I've known you for 20 years. You get sore vacuuming.
You haven't known me for 20 years.
Yes, I have. It's 2020, you jackass.
Yeah, it's
Rover,
been 20.
It's way longer than you think.
Wow, jeez, it is.
Yeah. He's blocked it out. So
is that half your life?
I've never known you to own a pair of skis, talk about skiing.
So you go and you rent them.
Yeah, just because you lived in Denver means you've skied?
I'd assume if you,
Yeah, do you know him?
Well, also, in I've gone skiing in Utah, gone skiing in Nevada.
Again, a teenager.
So. Okay.
Let's hit the slopes, guys.
I would love to do that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
iHeart's hatred of me continues because my link to my phone server is down now. They just... Really?
Really?
The deck is stacked against me. All right, go on.
So today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, and it was 28 years ago today. In 1992, something happened regarding George Bush, the older one, the elder. Something happened.
I think I have video of
this.
Do
you really?
Yeah, this is the news story about it.
ABC News has obtained a videotape that shows clearly what happened when the president fell ill. Here's White House correspondent Ann Compton.
The lone camera in the dining room was locked in on the head table when President Bush was overcome by nausea and fell forward. It appears he lost consciousness as he toppled over onto his host, Prime Minister Miyazawa. The new scenes show First Lady Barbara Bush acting quickly, recognizing her husband needed help, bringing her napkin to his mouth, then stepping back to let the Secret Service agents take over. As the commotion became more frantic, one agent told guests to stay back. Then he vaulted over the table to help. Moments later come the scenes replayed so many times in the last 3 days. The president recovers enough to apologize and leave. The nausea had plagued President Bush all evening.
So then, what is this? This is a slow motion, Charlie?
Them barfing.
Oh, there's the barf!
Yeah, it just comes right out the side here. Watch this. Just, she puts her, Barbara Bush puts.
It's all over the guy's lap, too,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Right into his lap.
He's just taking it.
And they cut part of this out. I've seen another part where it's unedited.
I have that. I can get that for
wow.
you.
See where they cut this out here. They cut
but
this out.
President
where
Bush was.
They cut the part where he falls over because I don't think they wanted to show him, like.
Incapacitated.
Because it looks.
Incapacitated.
It looks like he just dies. He's just sitting there and he just died.
What, he just was sick? If I saw
that, I did see that. Snitzer. We thought that Snitzer.
Oh, yeah, had a seizure.
Exactly. If you wanted to see, Snitzer just was shaking a little bit more than that.
Where he puked and crapped himself.
Snitzer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was exactly just like that. He hunched over, started convulsing.
It was like that.
Yeah, I did not crap myself.
But you puked that much. That much was just pouring out like liquid.
Yes, it puked a lot,
On the wooden floor.
Nobody, I can't believe you left him.
And on his penis and his genitals and stuff.
I took an Uber home from the hospital.
We didn't leave him. We sent him in an ambulance.
You went to the bar to get your drink.
No, we were at the bar.
Yeah.
We had a tab.
Yeah, nobody answered my calls from the hospital.
Did anyone go?
Cell service there
on the rooftop.
Sorry.
We were too high. We were above the cell phone signals.
I saved the other video if you want to see it.
Yeah, I didn't know that this happened. You do know that this happened. You remember?
I guess I was thinking more of the pretzel.
Yeah,
but when the pretzel incident happened, I remember they said, "Oh, this is weird because something happened to the father with eating and choking." So I thought that's what they were talking about.
So here he is.
I think he was sick.
This is him. Just
he's eating at a place.
That's a Japanese prime minister. He passes out.
Wouldn't you think he was poisoned if you were at that dinner?
His poor wife.
Then, I'd go, oh my God, he ate something. He's poisoned.
I think he'd been sick all day.
He was.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh, that's so scary. And then he apologizes.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We were talking about farting in front of our loved ones, and I have this story for you. Well, it says, you know you're in a real relationship when you can freely let one rip around each other. That's it.
We just did a whole topic.
I'm just telling you, what are the chances that I have this story? That's what this says.
She's like Jeffrey.
No, that's what this is saying, that you, once again, you can let it rip and you're in a great relationship. So there's a 41-year-old guy in northern Texas.
Yeah.
His name is Christopher Ragsdale, and he was arrested because he headbutted his girlfriend. She was complaining about his gas. It was so nasty and smelled so bad that he had had enough and he headbutted her. That's not funny, but it is funny that we were talking about farting in front of each other. They were alone in a friend's living room when he just let it rip, and she just was complaining and he had had enough. He attacked her. In addition to the headbutt, he also tried to choke her, but he stopped when their friend ran in the room, so the girlfriend wasn't seriously hurt. But the friend did call 911, and Christopher's now facing domestic violence charges because of that fart. What else is going on? Do you think that a company loses money by allowing parental leave. The paid parental leave.
This is going to be some study that's going to try to tell you that it's the opposite, that they actually make money.
Because when they come back, they work harder?
This is bogus, and I'll give you the truth. The truth of the matter is they do lose money, but this is by some group.
There's no way that they don't lose money. They're paying an employee to not be there.
Right. Or even if they're not paying, if it's extended, let's say you're not paying, you still have to pay someone to do overtime or hire someone temporarily to do the work of the person who's out. Yes, of course they lose money.
According to a new study, it's not the case, Rover. Researchers found that there's zero measurable negative effect on a company's profits or long-term survival when they give employees paid time off after they have a child.
Well, why not just give everyone 2 months of vacation every year, too? If there's no downside, why not?
Well, everyone's having babies.
I'm just telling you, who did this study? This is a study conducted by who?
I don't know who did it, but it does say Market Watch is where the study came from.
Well, that's CBS. I know. That's Market Watch. That's their news.
I didn't
news.
Say that's who did the study, but right. That's where the story came from.
And they don't tell you in Market Watch doesn't tell you who did the study.
In this story that I have in front of me, I'm telling you.
Okay. Go on.
That's it. That's a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The official app of Rover's Morning Glory is the best smelling app in the damn app store.
The stench is unbearable.
It smells horrific.
Get the RMG app and get the show wherever you go.
On Market Watch right now, and the study was a joint project between an economics professor at the University of Zurich,
okay,
someone at the American University of Beirut, and someone from the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Okay, so pretty worldwide study. People from all over.
When an employee gives birth, this is shocking to me. I mean, first of all, it's just common sense that you would lose money, especially under this. I had no idea that people do this. When the employee gives birth, she goes on leave from her firm for an average of 9.5 months.
You're missing the part where this is companies in Denmark.
Oh.
9.5 months.
In Denmark.
Yeah. I think here, most people get...
I thought they get six weeks.
Oh.
Oh, 3 months? I don't know.
That was 3 months. 12 Wait, weeks.
And that's only women? Or does a man
get
that?
I've heard men take a leave of absence.
Yeah, maybe like for a day. Like the sales guys, when they have a kid, they're out for a day and they're already back.
Nine and a half months? Women take 9.5 months off?
That's a year. There's no way.
That's what it says right here. So they say, oh, it doesn't have any negative effect on the people covering for that person who's out 9.5 months either. So here would be my recommendation to companies. If you're not losing any money by having this woman out for 9.5 months, and you're not having any negative effect on the mental well-being of the employees who are doing extra to cover for her while she's gone, sounds to me like you should just get rid of that employee.
Right.
I mean, that's true. It's absolutely true. Wow.
So if you have a baby, you're going to take time off, aren't you? I mean, you took a day off because your cat died.
I mean, maybe a week, maybe? Nine months?
I think you'll do more than a week.
I don't think so. I don't know about that.
How could you not?
I'm just saying like maybe a day or two.
Do you remember Dom tried to take a day off?
What happened?
Doogie yelled at him?
Doogie yelled at him, and then you guys sent Dieter to his house to ask him where he was. Oh.
Yeah, remember he wouldn't. He didn't answer. Remember it was like a no call, no show, and we're like, "What's happening?" So he wouldn't pick up his phone. To do, she's like, "Go to his house. Yeah. We need him here at work." Yeah. I go to his house. I'm banging on the door. Dogs barking, going crazy. Dumb runs to the door. And he's like, "What? What? Is there an emergency?" I'm like, "No, you didn't come to work today. What happened?" He goes, "I had a baby last night." I told Doogie, she said you still have to come in. Am I right?
Yeah, I love the no call, no show for somebody who knows.
Oh, it was a no call, no show.
She didn't tell us that.
No, it was a no call, no show. You just assumed.
Wait, did you tell Doogie you weren't coming in?
That when I had the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Way before the baby was born, I said, the day the baby's born, I will not be in the day after the baby's born.
You got to talk to Rover on that. So Rover sent Dieter to go.
So you're
check
that. This is
a backtrack. Wow,
you're pro
this is,
Rover
wow.
taking a week off, maybe multiple weeks, but Dumb
yeah,
took one
multiple.
Day off, and that was a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Dumb who?
All right, I've got to take a break.
Hilarious.
866 Yo Rover is the number. 866-967-6837. Here's someone says PNC gives, that's a bank, gives men 6 weeks paid maternity leave.
Nice.
Nice. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Heart Radio Station.
Not safe for you to listen to at work. Maybe put some headphones on. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
WMMS.
Let me ask a serious question. If you were on, I know, Dieter, you're married. Charlie, you have a girlfriend. I'm married. Snitzer, married.
Jeffrey's single.
Okay. No, he's not.
If you were on a flight, an international flight, from, I think, Australia to, I don't know, somewhere. If you were on an international flight and a woman who's not bad looking is having some drinks and she starts telling you, we need to join the Mile High Club, let's go at it. What do you do?
That's a dream.
You do it?
She's decent looking? Yeah.
I think decent every... looking, yeah. I mean, here's...
That's a fantasy.
I'll give you a picture of... here's the girl right here.
Oh, yeah. Somebody like that, girl next door... What would you give her? Maybe an 8?
She's not bad looking, right?
1 to 10? Yeah.
Yeah, she's not bad looking.
Yeah, I'd wish for something like this to happen.
And you see that she has an ankle bracelet on.
Oh, she knows she's kinky.
Well, she has an ankle bracelet on because she caused such a disruption on the flight when she got drunk that they had to restrain her.
Oh, really?
And she was attacking people because they cut her off from serving wine. They were serving her red wine. She says, I'm afraid of flying, so I was drinking red wine. Then she started propositioning male passengers on this flight. And in the article, they say that the males laughed it off at first, but then people were becoming alarmed at how inappropriate it was.
How's the first guy not jump at it? The first guy she asked, he doesn't say, okay, let's go.
She might have said it too loudly.
Yeah, okay.
If you say it loud enough for 3, 4, 5 rows of people to hear... It's sort of hard for you to go like, yeah, all right. But if she were to just one-on-one say that to you, and you're the only person that heard it, do you take her up on that
yes.
offer?
Looking like that? She passed you a little note, puts it on your knee, says, meet me in the bathroom in 30 seconds. I'll go first. Then you come. Yes.
You're all talk. No way.
Any guy would do that.
You would not.
See, I wonder if they would. Like, guys are always so horny, but when push comes to shove, I think they... They get freaked out by that. They're like, what's wrong with this chick? She have AIDS or something?
You ask her. Right before you throw that leg up on your shoulder with the ankle monitor on it. You go,
well, she doesn't have the ankle monitor on yet.
I want that in my fantasy.
Yeah, it kind of turns her into a dangerous girl, doesn't it?
Yeah, sleazy.
Okay, so you guys are all married. What about Latitude? Single guy, she says.
I don't think you'd have the balls to do it.
Would you?
No. Honestly, I would think it's some kind of setup.
Oh, like a scam? Like there's a guy waiting in the bathroom?
No, but you're on a plane, so you can't be like robbed or something. You know?
No, I would feel like either...
The pilots in there waiting to arrest you or something?
I don't know, something. It's way too good to be true. There's no way, in my opinion, that you could do that and not get caught.
I'm going to tell you, first of all, I've been on a lot of flights, tons of flights throughout my life, countless, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of airline flights. I don't think I've ever seen a chick that good looking on a flight. I made note of this the last time I flew. I go, I'm gonna pick out how many good looking chicks are on
this
flight.
There's always 2 to 3.
Yeah, I think so, Rover. If you look,
there's always at least 2 or 3.
No, I've seen hot guys.
Oh.
And the flight attendants, there's always at least one hot one with a big bosom. I'm always like, oh my God, I can't stop looking at her ass when she walks up and down the aisle. No, really? You don't get that?
I don't. I'm.
I must be taking. You must be on a different airline than
no, it depends on where you're going too. Like if you're going to a place where people are going to be hot, like you're going vacation. To Miami, yes, yeah. There's going to be hot yes. people.
Uh-huh.
And also, a lot of times when people are on flights, they're dressed in maybe like baggy clothes because they want to be comfortable. So maybe you just don't notice if they were wearing skin tight outfits.
Baggy clothes doesn't hide a hot chick.
Look at
no,
me.
No, it's not.
I wear baggy clothes and hides pick my out, hotness. You can pick out
a chick's hot no matter what she wears, right?
Yeah, don't like a think? Nurse in scrubs, you still can tell if she has a good body.
Hot chick, yeah. Right.
Also, I don't think, hang out in the back part of the plane.
Huh?
What?
You normally fly up front, don't you? So you don't see everybody on the plane.
You see them get on the plane.
What are you talking about? You see everyone, they walk by you. Yeah, you literally see everyone on the plane.
I hate the people in first class. Yeah, they stare at you and they're just like,
You actually see everyone. Unlike if you sit in the back, you only see the people that sit behind you, right?
You don't see you staring at people. I see you like... I don't know.
You could even make the argument that the hotter chicks would be in first class because maybe they're trophy wives or something. Something to think about.
Trophy wives. Is it something to think about? Okay. Yeah. I'm just
telling you, on flights, I don't really see a lot of hot chicks. Anyhow, so she, this girl, her name is Demi Burton. She's 20 years old. It took 6 crew members and a number of passengers to restrain her. They then arrested her when they touched down. This was a 4,500-mile flight, so obviously a very long flight from Australia to somewhere. One stewardess was bitten on the arm, and one was headbutted. One passenger was kicked in the ribs and face, and one was headbutted as well because she was so upset after they cut her off from drinking her red wine. She was already drunk, and they no more red wine for her, and she flipped out. She said, "I want to talk to the pilot," and they said, "Well, the pilot's not going to come out here and talk to you." And she goes,
busy.
"Well, then you might as well just land this plane right now."
Oh, you can't say that.
and then it was on.
Yeah.
Then it was a fight.
So I could totally see Charlie doing this.
No,
do
he's
what?
A baby.
Flipping
oh.
out?
Oh, yeah.
And, oh,
yeah.
Doing the girl.
This guy gets so freaked out when he flies. If you told him he couldn't have any booze or anything, oh, my gosh.
That's one of my huge fears. That's why I've smuggled the booze on. So they can cut me off all they want. I've got my own supply ready to go.
How do you do that if you have to get through security?
You're allowed to bring on little airplane bottles. That's why they make them, and that's why they're called that. Oh. There's little bottles. You're allowed to bring them right on. But you're supposed to give them to the flight attendant when you...
Who does that?
Why?
So that they can then pass them back to you for some reason.
And monitor you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you could bring a 12-pack on, I heard, on a plane. We have to give it to the flight attendant. Then she doles out the beers to you.
How would you bring a 12-pack on?
You'd have to buy it at Hudson News or something.
Yeah, can you buy it?
I've never heard of this. You bring a 12-pack on. Never.
Yes, I flew one time and the flight attendant said that.
And
this was years ago.
So I can't take a tube of toothpaste that's too large through security. but I could take I get
you buy it after security. What's that called? Duty free or whatever. And you just hand it to her, and then she can dole out the beers to you.
Oh, the duty free might have it. Yeah,
kind of trick to it.
I don't think I've ever seen that in an airport.
I've never seen anybody. Well, I've never seen anybody do this.
Maybe it exists. I don't know, but I've never seen anyone do this either.
But no, I would never surrender the booze to the flight attendant, because why?
And would you have sex with this?
If I was single, yeah. I really think I would. I'd be really buzzed.
I'm telling you right now, in a heartbeat, I would do that.
I'm also with Manitou that I assume there's some sort of scam. The air marshal's in the bathroom waiting for me. He arrests me for hiring a prostitute or something.
If it was announced though, and 4 or 5 rows heard it, then I would say no, because then everyone's gonna know what's going on.
Yes. But
if she was sitting next to me and she's like, "Hey, what do you say we go in that bathroom?"
Yeah, whispered it.
Boom,
to
let's do it. Definitely, for sure.
I don't. It seems like it'd be really hard to do too, though.
There's no space in there.
No, it's just a toilet, little sink. You almost have to stand.
Sometimes the toilet
stand.
Or can you sit on that toilet with the lid down and she rides you?
I'm not sitting on that toilet. That's disgusting. What? Are you serious?
With the lid down. It's your ass cheeks.
What are you going to do?
And then she does reverse cowgirl on your lap. That would work.
How would you do it? Because I think Dieter's got the best method.
Yeah,
if it's so gross in there, what are you going to do?
Everything's, you're going to sit on the sink?
Ew.
No, I think you just bend the chick over. You're
bend her to where?
Her.
You can't bend her.
You can't wipe when you stand up. Yeah. You can't bend over to wipe.
Where are you going to bend her to?
There's no bending.
I think you can bend over in there. You don't think so?
No, her head would be sticking out of the bathroom.
Yeah, can two people even stand in that little standing spot?
Sure. Yeah, you put her up on the sink.
Make her butt touch the sink.
Yeah. I don't want my butt to touch. Ugh. I don't know. But anyhow, so she's not facing charges. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
Would you do it?
I think you guys are forgetting the very small dimensions of these airplane lavatories. You'd have to be very inventive to be able to bang a chick in one of these airplane lavatories. I've been in them, you know, one too many times.
What's the best position then? You worked in them.
I would. Okay, as you guys were discussing this, I was kind of picturing this in my head. If I was
picturing Dieter having sex in an airplane.
No, lavatory. Let me finish. Uh-huh. I was picturing if I was single and I was in the same situation, probably the reverse cowgirl.
I use one of those
sheets on the. You know, if I had to sit my bare butt on the. Ew. The top of the toilet seat.
You put a sheet down? You don't put a sheet down here when you take a dump.
You don't wash your hands after you poop.
Okay, douchey. Coming from somebody that only takes a shower once every 2 weeks. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but I'm just saying, that would probably be the best method.
Does Jeffrey, when you guys fly with him, because you often fly with him, does he...
Touch the tray?
Use the bathroom as much as he does, like when you're out at a bar?
He gets up a lot. The guy's sitting on the aisle.
For flight.
I say once every 15, 20 minutes, he gets up, has to ask the guy, has to take his seatbelt off, to stand up, and then Jeffrey gets up and goes to the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God.
And he loves the window seat, too, so he...
So he has to climb over
everybody. Put his ass right in the guy's face as he's sneaking by.
Now, do they...
Last time I flew Dieter,
do they begin to think he's a terrorist or something?
I think he's not talking over us
in 2020. Do they think he's a terrorist because he's going to the bathroom so frequently?
Something's up.
Huh. I mean, we have to... Go number one on these airplane bathrooms. I never had to take a dump. Thank goodness for that.
Did you guys see Jeffrey's hand today? Did you see it?
His hand. I saw his dirty fingernails.
Well, it's not so much about his fingernails. Jeffrey, what is that? Okay, so I took a picture of his hand.
Oh, no. Not round two.
Do you have poop on your hand again?
Come on.
Smell it.
Somebody else has got to smell it. Don't lick it. Did he lick it?
It's actually washed off. Most of it's gone now. So whatever that was, this was an hour. This is right before Bobby Lee came in, so I wasn't able to bring it up.
Here's the question. When you wipe, what hand do you use?
You do not use your left hand.
All of a sudden?
Yeah, I use my... I'm left hand when I wipe my ass.
Well, what do you think that is, then?
I have no idea what it is.
Well, if you had to guess. Like, if I had something on me, I'd be...
Did you take a dump today?
Earlier today, yeah.
Oh, no.
I saw his feet in the stall.
Come on, Charlie.
What happened?
That's crap.
Wait, you
pooped on his hand?
You have poop on you.
That's good.
Jeffrey.
Oh, come on.
Wait, where are you going?
Hey, Jeffrey, let me ask you a question. Hold on.
Jeffrey, come back real quick.
Jeffrey.
Grab him, attitude.
Wait, no. It's all right. Let him go wash his hands. He can go wash his hands.
Yeah, I saw this right before Bobby Lee showed up, and I couldn't bring it up.
Oh, that's something you could bring up with Bobby Lee, who craps his pants.
Yeah, Bobby Lee left a skid mark on the on the couch.
My bad, guys.
Let me ask. Hold on one second.
How does that happen?
Oh,
it was up like towards his wrist on the outside of the palm,
and he's got his jacket on.
We have to go back between 6:30 and 7. Take a look at. He puts his hand up. Can you see it there?
That's an excellent idea.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, and they passed out all the T-shirts.
Oh!
That T-shirt you have on your chair, dude.
No, that was first thing in the morning. You hadn't taken a dump.
So, yeah, Rover, yes, he did. Rover, he dumped before the show started. Because when I came into the building, I had to take a leak, and he was in the first stall. If he has these new tennis shoes on, it was him.
Manatee's really worried. He's sniffing everything. Manatee, this is the job, man. Yeah. Just get used to it.
Oh, man, there is no way that is anything but crap on his hands.
Oh, it's definitely
butt crap.
Here's what I want to try to figure out, though, and I can't find the clip. Where is the Jeffrey poop watch? There's got to be a highlight clip.
West Palm Beach.
Curious George makes poop display watch, but there's got to be a highlight.
Okay, I'll work on this. I'll find it.
There's got to be a highlight clip. And here's the...
Go right in the studio.
Jeffrey, lift up... Raise both arms. No, no, no. You can go in there. Raise both arms. All right. Now, his watch is on his left hand, which is interesting because he's left-handed, he claims, but he wears his watch on his left hand, which is odd. The if I remember correctly, when he had poop on his wrist, it would have been his left hand because he got it on his watch, didn't he?
Yes, poop watch.
The poop watch.
It's called, it's a 05-03-2018.
05-03-2018, a day that will live in infamy.
Jeffrey, if you could guess of what that was, what would you think it is?
Is this on the...
Highlights.
This is... Highlights?
I have effing clue.
Did you eat anything today?
What'd you have to eat?
Go through what you ate.
Haven't eaten anything today.
Okay, nothing? What'd you eat last night?
Oh, we did, Oh, this is a Tommy Faye question. I'll answer it anyway, so at least I'll get to jump on them.
I have no
idea. Anyways, we did pork chops last night.
What? Okay, what was on the pork chops?
We marinated them in some brown gravy.
That's convenient.
Who does that? I never heard of that.
Where'd you get it?
Some brown gravy with chunks
and corn in it.
No. We got KFC last night, and I got the 12 tenders meal.
Okay,
and I get the two sides. Like I get mashed potatoes and gravy and macaroni and cheese. Those are my kids. Oh, let me finish, Dieter.
Go ahead.
And so we didn't mix the potatoes in the gravy. So my wife took the brown gravy and used it as a marinade for our pork chops last night.
Wait, you said you had KFC last night?
No, Monday night.
Oh, okay, Monday night, KFC. Yeah. You get the gravy from KFC, then you're marinating for 24 hours a pork chop.
No, we cooked the pork chops last night. We saved the gravy though,
and then you pour it on top of it.
Not gravy.
My wife puts it in a pan and puts the pork chops in the pan and cooks them.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you help cook this?
Yeah.
What was your job in it?
Because of my wife's wrist, I had to flip them over so that both sides get cooked thoroughly.
Okay.
Here is the highlight clip. I have a frame grab of him.
Yeah.
And he has poop smeared on his arm right here.
Look at your face, Rover.
And I gave him this gift of, like, it was a chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treat because he loves Rice Krispie treats. So I buy that. And then I noticed this on his arm. And it did turn out to be poop smeared on his arm. But that is his left hand. So maybe he's telling you the truth.
No.
But do you take the other hand to spread the cheeks?
He spreads. He spreads with his right hand. And if you accidentally slip, you get too close.
Oh, you're right.
It would be on the palm.
You're right.
Inside palm, because if I'm doing it right now, it would be...
Don't you say... I think he said that in the past. He spreads with your right hand, though.
You got to.
But if you have to look at the location of where it was found,
mm-hmm.
and some of that gravy could have gotten onto me while I was cooking last night. I didn't wash it off all of it.
I'm not buying that.
It didn't look great.
That does not look like gravy.
Just the color of it.
It's darker than the KFC gravy. Yeah. It's like thicker even.
How would it get on the outside of his hand like that though? It's on the
He itched it?
Like on the pinky side of the
Rover,
meaty part of his hand.
Put your hand on your ass if you're going to spread it.
The oh, you're right.
Pinky side will be touching
oh,
the
you're
ass
right.
Crack.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Oh, Jeff.
That's you're right. That confirms it as far as I'm concerned. That
Case
definitely
closed.
Is poop on your hand. Jeffrey.
And it's such a convenient excuse, as KFC gravy that you're using to use pork chops. I find this hard to believe, Jeffrey.
Well, that's what I thought it was originally.
Well, it's not.
Whatever you guys say, so.
Poop.
Yeah,
what'd you have
happens.
For lunch yesterday?
Huh?
What'd you have for lunch yesterday?
I didn't eat lunch yesterday.
Why are you not eating? You didn't eat today either.
No, I just sometimes I skip around meals. Sometimes I don't eat three meals a day like a normal person.
What time did you dump it? Was it before the show started?
It was before the show started.
Okay. So the t-shirts.
So we handed out all those t-shirts. We got poop filled t-shirts.
Check the tape from earlier to see if there's poop when he.
Did you poop once or twice today? Just one time?
Once, yeah.
Before the show started here at work?
Before the show started, and I made sure I washed my hands thoroughly.
No,
really? You admitted?
That is
you're
a
lying because whatever. You admitted you didn't wash your hands earlier this morning. When
I
you
wash
were...
my hands all the time, dude,
no,
when I use the bathroom.
You had grime
just...
on
whatever.
Your hands. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that photo, tell me whether that's poop or not. Those are washed hands?
That's disgusting.
Look at those nails.
I mean, and if you wash your hands, you wouldn't have that mark on
them. That's, yeah, that is true. How, if you washed your hands thoroughly after you took a dump, how come the gravy, the quote-unquote gravy?
From last night.
See, you're recycling an old joke is what you're doing.
No,
so.
I'm not. No, I just love it. You just pooped on your hand again. I mean, you're...
Do you want gloves?
It's like Groundhog
gloves?
Day.
Yeah, it is. Do you want rubber gloves
yeah,
to wear?
A month early.
I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live for free at roverradio.com. Doogie, what is this clip? I have Bobby Bones. He's a radio guy.
Yeah, you have an email. Somebody was wondering if you had seen Bobby
I have
Bones,
not. It's a video
TV
clip of,
venture?
Of Bobby Bones on what is this? Bear, what's this like? Bear Grylls?
Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls? Okay. Why am I going to play this? Is this worth it?
So his show now, he gets like a guy in with somebody else, like a guest every episode, apparently.
Okay.
And I don't know what he does. I don't know.
But they go in the wild? Like yeah. Obama went on with him, I thought.
Oh, he did?
I swear. Yeah. I didn't see it.
This is Bobby Bones, a country radio guy.
So he takes
Take
him out.
Time. Good short footing. Lean into that stick.
It's a Whoa. Stream.
There's a rope around its
neck.
That's
Bobby.
They have a rope tied to him, like in case Bobby Bones gets swept away.
I'm doing so well.
What is hard about this walk?
Yeah, the river's not been. It's not like rapids.
I love they show they cut to this other footage of rapids.
It's really
like
far
at the
away.
End of the yeah. river. I mean, this oh is a God. This is a
That's
stream.
There, so really lean into it.
Anyone
if
could
do
this.
If you just let go of the stick, I think you could just walk. Oh.
Lean into that flow. That's it. Shuffling your feet, really nice. Make sure each foot holds solid before you commit
and
to it.
If he fell, would he just get? Did he just get
you
hung by
this,
that rope?
Bobby, well done.
Yeah.
By the way, can I ask why? Okay, I'm not a survivalist, but if the water is flowing left to right in this photo here, I mean right to left, the water's going this way. He's got a stick and he's leaning into the. Like,
oh yeah, no, which, I think that's
right.
Yeah,
if it was behind you, it would have knocked you forward. Or knock you down. If it's hitting the back of your legs, you want to stand and face it.
What's the point of having the stick?
To lean into it.
Yeah, so if someone really lean onto.
Oh, see, I would think it would be the other way.
I also just
so
don't
you
think
put
he
the
needs
stick
it.
This you put the stick on this side, your and butt? Then you're yeah, and then you're
facing the river. No,
yeah, because then you use the stick as leverage against the current. Now you're using the stick as leverage with the current, the same way as the current.
I think
current
you're more stable
going.
Like facing it and just leaning forward
into it.
Instead of leaning away from it.
Right.
If you're leaning away from it,
you'll go over. But I agree with Charlie. Drop the stick.
It's up to his knee. It's up to his knee right here.
Just walk.
No, it is. It is. I mean, they're really overdramatic on this. Okay. All right. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeartRadio station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Anxious, depressed, paranoid.
You'll fit right in with us. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have a lot of good stories.
Okay, she has no clue what's coming.
No idea.
I don't know how she can be this unprepared. She had an hour off while Bobby Lee was on. Think of the news for the rest of the day would be incredible.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. You wait.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
How we doing, Robert?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Not much, buddy. So I cracked the case.
Yeah.
The poop on the on Jesse's poop on the palm.
Okay.
All right, man. So check it out, right? So I was explaining earlier. You know what a prairie? You know when you prairie dog it? You know what that means?
I don't.
you can't make it to the toilet on time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got a sweet tea. You got a prairie dog it.
Like a turtle head is popping out, he's saying.
Okay.
Turtle head, right. In and out of the gopher hole, prairie dogging it. So, Debbie's the kind of guy that strikes me as, you know, he's not a go as soon as you feel like it. He'll walk around and, you know, prairie dog it for a while.
Okay.
The case cracked when he sat down on the toilet, since it's the right hand, and he holds it, like Dieter said, pulls up the cheek to wipe. Well, he's prairie dogging it, so it's a mess down there. So, it's actually the poop on the toilet seat. When he went to grab the cheek and lift it, it hit the back of the palm, man.
Hmm. I don't know if it had anything to do with a toilet seat.
I think it's just a whole mess.
Yeah, I think it's just a mess. And we talked about it during the commercial break. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that it's poop on his hand. Charlie, you in agreement?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, it's incredible.
The KFC grave, you think about it, it's like...
It's water. It's just not that thick.
It wouldn't stick.
Get that picture again.
It's like a lighter brown.
Yes.
And this is
zoom
like
right
a
in.
Dark brown. Look like Snickers bar brown.
Say, that's like caramel.
Exactly. And he didn't have any chocolate.
Wow. And there's no way, if indeed he claims that he took a dump and then washed his hands thoroughly mm-hmm. this morning, you would wash that off. There's no way. Look at those fingernails. I don't know what's more disgusting, the poop on his hands or those fingernails?
The poop.
The poop.
Come on.
Jeffrey, I do have a question for you. Let me give him 20 minutes to get in there.
What up?
Tell me about you using the F-bomb, dropping an F-bomb in front of your son. What were you telling your son?
Well, he wanted a particular lamp. He didn't have enough money for it, and he was getting a little temperamental about it, and I told him that.
What was he doing? How did he get temperamental?
He starts to get temperamental because he has this inclination. He thinks he can get what he wants when he wants, and I try to teach him a lesson in economics that I didn't have enough money to get it.
This is a fan of the show. Saw Jeffrey.
So yeah, whatever. Anyways,
he's just recapping. He's just recapping in case somebody didn't hear it.
Yeah, a fan of the show. Saw Jeffrey yelling at his son in a thrift store on, I think it was New Year's Day or New Year's Eve Day.
How much was the lamp?
$25. I was like $5 short.
But you were considering paying $20 to get it, just to shut him up.
I mean, he's already got one of those types of lamps at the house. I got it from a thrift store in Delaware, Ohio, when we took the kids down there last summer to this one little burger place that my wife wanted to try.
Okay.
Doesn't he have, you said $80 in his account for YouTube? How much does he have in his account?
He has almost $60 for his YouTube.
Oh, you could have used that.
Yeah, why not?
Anyhow, so...
Because I has to reach the threshold has to reach $100 before I could use it.
Okay, so you... so then he wants that lamp, and what do you do?
And I just tell him, like, right now I don't have enough money to get it. I mean, he has this thing with being impatient.
Come on, you pea-faced applehead!
Whatever. Anyways, yeah, I try to tell. Well, listen, wait until I get some more money. You know, for you know, at least when I get my or either my radio station paycheck or my fence paycheck, where I can get some more money, and then I can get it for you. Wouldn't be a problem. The lamp's gonna be gone.
Face Applehead.
And what does he say?
And he goes, I want it now. Someone else is gonna buy it. And see, that's what he does. He just doesn't understand. I'm trying to make him understand the virtue of patience.
Okay. And so then, when do you drop the F-bomb?
I think that's why I was like, I was just getting to the point where I wanted to get out of there, and that happened. So,
well, how'd you say it?
I said, I want to get the F out of here.
Okay.
Someone suggested tack, actually. Tack, did you already wash that mark off your hand, Jeffrey?
No.
Is it on the wrist
at
all?
Can you pull the sleeve back a bit? Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Because Tack suggested, Charlie, you do a skid mark check on Jeffrey, and you could match the color.
Like a fingerprint analysis. But it's gone.
Match the color and see if it's a similar color.
We have a picture still.
Ooh.
A picture, of his wrist. Would you submit to a skid mark check?
No.
Ooh. Sounds guilty.
I think that's starting to wear out now.
Guilty.
It never wears out.
Guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
You could prove them wrong. You
guilty these nuts while you're at it, too.
Could you guilty prove them wrong?
You actually got it and screwed it up.
You get guilty D's nuts? What?
Guilty's nuts.
Guilty's nuts. Okay. Okay. All right. Doogie, are you ready for anyone want to talk to Marissa the drunk stripper? Remember that crazy chick? She's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, get her on.
How's talking she... about how weak Dieter is.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear from
Marissa,
her.
Good morning. How are you?
Actually, I forgot why I called because I was laughing so hard. I was thinking, like, you guys have a, like, poo, and I was thinking, I threw a baby Ruth in the swimming pool one time, and everyone's like, there's a turd, and they ran away.
That was a movie.
Oh, yeah. I checked my notes. No, that was in a movie? My mom yes. told me to do it, so I just thought it was funny.
Is there Snickers floating anyway,
well,
by?
Whatever. Either way,
yeah, it was meatballs?
Yeah, it didn't float. It felt, it was kind of like mid, whatever. Anyway, also, Doogie, you do not suck. I don't care what anybody says. And I followed your advice, and I love my new face. Very cost effective, and I look awesome. And no, but you guys
don't know what that means.
This is your one fan, Doogie. Yeah. This psycho.
Yep. So, Marissa, tell
Caddyshack.
That movie was Caddyshack. Center was wrong.
Hey, I got
correct myself before you got it.
Personality band.
Oh, hey, you got like 10 of them.
Tell me how...
Well, she has 10 fans on, do you agree?
Tell me about Dieter.
I don't know. My one friend went on a date with him like 20 years ago, maybe like 15 years ago. Her name was Haley. And anyway, she's like, I went and I jumped out of the taxi cab because he was so obnoxious.
That sounds about right.
Wait a second. So she's in a cab with Dieter?
I met her in... Allegedly, I met her in 2005, and she told me about whatever happened before then. And like, she lived in Willowick, and I was living. When she lived in Wickliffe, I lived in Willowick. Now I don't live anymore, obviously, because I moved on up to the better side. But you know, she's like, "Oh, Dieter, he's not funny. He's such a you know DB whatever." Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Oh my god, I think he's hilarious." And she's like, "Oh, he was so whatever that I jumped out of a cab."
Wait, like, is she blonde, big boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember this, Dieter?
She's just like this girl.
Hold on. Tell me what happened, Dieter.
She was just talking like this girl, all over, personalities jumping all over.
You were obnoxious?
Yeah, because I couldn't keep up with these personalities. She was going from happy to sad to crying to laughing. And
are you sure Dieter didn't push her out of the cab?
I think she changed her ways.
Yeah. How'd you meet this girl? Was it through the show?
I don't know. I mean,
you go out on a date?
Okay, you know what really works is like I was like, oh, I'm sorry, am I in your way? She's like, oh, you're so polite, and she's like, no one's ever so. And then that's how we became friends. Right. Willoughby Footworks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like we happen to have like the same like.
But Dieter, you actually remember this girl jumping out of a cab? Like, what was it? Like, did the cab just come to a red light and she jumped out, or what happened?
I think it was taking us home, and I'm just like, you should get out here. I go, this isn't going anywhere. Right. And I'm just like, go, this is your spot. And I got her out, then I went home.
I think he's right. I believe him over her, because, yeah.
All right, but you also say just that Dieter is weak?
Oh, he's not weak, he's just not as strong as me. Just saying.
What do you leg press again? I forget.
Oh, it's a leg press.
Well, hey, I had the flu, man. I'm only maxing out at 6:30. Shut up. I had the flu. What do you max out at, bro?
I mean, so what are you talking about? How many plates on each side? Six plates?
Seven.
Seven plates on each side? With good form? Bring your knees down to your chest, to your boobs, and back up?
My boobs get in the way, but yes, it's like a 110 degree angle, because I move my boobs out of the way, of course. But yes,
Dieter, can you? What do you leg press?
More than that,
I like that. It's 630 pounds, and my legs are skinny. I sent you a picture, but I don't want to get all popular and stuff. But that's what I max out at. Like this guy says, Jimmy. He's like, oh, let me get. I'm like, bro, like leave those on. Thanks for keeping it warm for me.
Could you imagine like dating Marissa? Seven, like
what? Imagine going on a date with this Rover.
I'm not looking for a boyfriend.
I went on a date one time with a girl, and she wasn't this crazy, but well, almost. She might have been almost this crazy. I mean, first 5 minutes, actually, like, probably first 60 seconds, I'm like, oh my god, this chick is nuts, and like, I have
It was right after we sat down at dinner. I met her there, and this is many years ago, and I go, oh my God, this chick is crazy. And I now have, this is going to be 2-3 hours out
right.
of my life.
Dinner's just starting. You get to get through this whole thing. Money.
Immediately, I would say within 2 minutes, I was told that she, you know, all the mental disorders she had been diagnosed with, bipolar disorder and the depression and this and that and everything. And I'm like, holy crap, I just met this bitch 2 minutes ago. This is insane.
I want to see that. I'm like, I swear I'm bipolar. They're like, no, you're not. You just had a bad day. And I'm like, I have road rage. I thought about, I really did, like, somebody, like, stopped at a green light, and I beeped. He didn't move. I got out of my vehicular, and I walked to his window, knocked, and he rolled it down, and he, like, he had these big eyes like a psychopath. And I go, can you, it was a one-way street. I'm like, can you move? I'm like, I was ready to just, like, murder. I didn't consider the fact that maybe he could be a psychopath with a gun. I just had to get to school and stuff. You know, Cleveland City back in the day. Anyway, and I was like, do you not hear what I'm saying? And this guy, in retrospect, I'm lucky he didn't, like, but I don't know what he could have done. I'm strong. I could have taken him. But anyway, I was like, okay, this guy's not. And I got back in my car, and I was about to call the cops and be like, this guy is blocking traffic. But
so he never went? He was at a green light, and he never went?
No, I knocked on, I'm like, get the blank out of the way. I yelled at him, and he just, like, rolls out his window, and he's like, he wasn't blinking. He looked like Hannibal Lecter on crack.
Marissa,
but fatter, but like a
by
lot.
The way, Corey, our board op, wants this chick's number because he thinks they'd be made for each other.
Well, how hyper they are together.
Oh, yeah, and all just scatterbrained and all over the place.
Have her come in, Marissa, and we'll
set them up. People, man.
She's an accountant, right?
Accountant? No, she's a stripper, right?
I thought she's doing taxes.
Oh, yeah, I do. Hey, 3/4 of the year.
Well, she counts money, Snitzer, in a different way. It's dollar bills.
Hey, I make... Mother Jones, don't make me get angry right now. You can, anyway.
Marissa.
Like, I seriously, it's like, I...
So, are you...
I do taxes. Starting Tuesday, I will not be drunk, Marissa. I will be my real name and my real... I'm registered with the IRS.
Yeah, see?
Nobody knows my real name. Keep it that way.
Wait, so you do taxes?
She said that before. She mentioned that before.
Oh, wow.
She does people's taxes.
I have a master's of tax accounting.
That's what I... Yeah,
wow. Remember that.
But the rest of the year, you spend your time stripping?
Yeah, student loans. When you're white and you have no children, there's actually a box that you... Basically, I have student loans to pay. That piece of paper is $73,000 something. Now with compounded interest. I have to pay for that. I have to pay that down so that I can afford an entry-level salary. But I do seasonal tax work just because... It's a break from stripping, number one. Number two, it builds my experience. Year 5.
Now,
and by the way, don't.
Marissa, do you make more money as a tax accountant or as a stripper?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
As a tax accountant, because I hate stripping.
Why? Okay.
I have a bad attitude.
Why not do accounting year round instead of stripping?
You would think. Exactly. What a smart idea, Rover. You are so intelligent. Because, that was rhetorical, because, oh, I have my reasons. Because nobody wants to hire somebody that doesn't...
Hard to keep a job?
No, it's not hard to keep a job. It's hard to... I get hired for the wrong reasons.
Can I ask you a question here? Are you drunk right now? Are you on drugs? Or is this just your mania?
You asked me that every single...
I know, so give me an answer. Huh?
I just got out of the gym, man. Come on, Dieter would know.
So she's pumped up on a pre-workout.
Oh, this is adrenaline, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is post-workout. Hey, Dieter. Basically, my legs are skinny, but they're strong. Like,
yeah. Enough about that. But what are you on right now?
Breathe.
Dieter would. How do I explain this?
What?
It's called a drug. Like, okay, Rover, you don't know how to work out, so you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
When you match out over other people at the gym, you're like, I feel like a boss. I'm like, hey, in your face.
guys.
But like, what are you on? Like, any prescription medication?
No, it's called. I have to actually supposed to order my Monster Energy Blacks that I get off the eBay there because everything I love they discontinue. But more importantly, I'm stronger than you.
Okay, so Marissa, so you're not on anything right now. No Coke, no Adderall,
meth.
God, I wish.
No meth, none of that. No alcohol.
No, hey, what's in my
So is this okay? So I asked you before. What have you been diagnosed with from a mental condition?
Well, depression and anxiety, like my mother and my father.
The
I told them, I said, I'm like, I think my mother and father both have depression and anxiety. I said, I think I'm
hold
like,
on, Doogie, Doogie's choking. What are you choking over, Doogie? Why is she choking?
She's drinking water, and she said something that...
The psychiatrist laughed. They're like, "Oh, you're not, everybody gets the roles with AIDS." This is like a guy from like I don't even know, but he's like, "Oh, he's laughing when I'm telling the story about how I almost like murdered somebody for blocking traffic."
When was the last time you had sex?
Every 3 months, I have to go to see. With sex? That was before my ex-fiance died, September 18th.
Would he die of overdose?
Well, I left him, and that's what his lawyer told me.
They
found him outside the casino.
What kind of drugs did he overdose on?
I don't know. I'm not his wife. Allegedly, I don't know. They said it could have been fentanyl, heroin, something. And all I've known him to do is be like a drunk, but he's a functioning alcoholic. But I was like,
All right. So you haven't had sex?
No, I haven't had
since he died.
And I don't care.
Okay.
No, because
I hear she's hot. I think we've seen a picture of her. Wasn't she like really hot? Yes. And she's
to
like
me. I know.
Actually,
that's the trade-off, Rover. She's super hot, but
she's
crazy.
Super hot. Yeah, she's really good looking. But she's a friggin' maniac. She's a maniac.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Someone sent me her photo, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is the stripper." I see this chick in the strip club. She's super hot, but she is insane.
She talks the whole time. She's giving you a lap dance.
Yeah, do they pass out ball gags at the strip club by any chance?
Yeah. Or earplugs?
That's not ball guys.
I'm bald guys. Ball gags. Okay.
Hey, if you just walk and say, "I'm here to see Marissa," they're like, "No charge, sir."
So that's your name. That's your stripper name.
Yeah, my real name is Nunya.
Nunya Business.
Thank you. It took you like 3 seconds. Hello. I was like, any day now.
Wow. All right, Nunya Marissa, business. Listen. Wow. I think I've told you before.
Funnier.
I think I've told you before. It's hard when I'm battling with you, a lunatic. I think I've told you before.
I was like, I'm bored. I got to call in to entertain myself.
I think I told you before to seek psychiatric help.
Today.
In
all seriousness. And they don't believe it. They're like, they told me.
No. You're going to the wrong people.
I want to stab people.
No. You're.
I'm like, I want to murder people for...
You
say
I don't
that?
Know if she has family that's listening right now, but you got to, I mean, in all seriousness, you need to be committed.
They don't believe me. They think
no,
I'm
No, you are. I've talked to you for 10 minutes. I know you're a lunatic. I would commit you in 2 seconds if I were a psychiatrist. Right.
I agree.
I worked in a mental hospital. This chick, I'd see these kinds. They would come in like this all the time. Berserk. Berserk.
Yeah. They think I'm joking, and I'm like, I'm like, do you have like psychiatric drugs that will make me normal but not fat? They're like, nope, and you're not crazy, and I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm like, I want to kill people that like stop at a stop sign too long, and they're like, so do I. That's normal. And I'm like, oh, how do I convince?
This is stressing me out, man.
Yeah, like right. I'm stressed,
Marissa. Yeah, all right, listen. Try to find someone that will seriously. She needs to be admitted into a mental institution. I'm not kidding you.
You would think.
I know.
They won't take me.
I don't think I know. All right, Marissa.
They told me like everybody has whatever. But
what do you look like?
Thank you for
I'm 5'7", I'm 125 pounds.
Dark hair?
Well, my boobs are a pound each.
Jesus. A pound each?
That's what the
doctor said. What color hair?
It's like 500 cc's, dude.
What color hair?
Like dark brown, like dark. Sandra Bullock color.
Yeah. What? How old are you?
37.
All right. Yeah, someone sent me a picture of her. She's
super hot.
Yeah, she's really hot. But if this is the girl I'm
talking. Oh, I'm way too hot. Like, I don't even like 37. But yeah, look at my face. I deactivated my Facebook for professional reasons. But look up Marissa Vanis. I mean, that's a totally fake name. But you're welcome.
How are you supposed to spell that last name?
I don't know. I made it up. I think it's V-A-N-I-S. I made it up. I don't know.
Anus with the V?
I deactivated it. Though, like, because 70% of employers look at that stuff. I forgot that. Actually, no, I changed it. Before. You know how Facebook got all, like, real nitpicky? Well, instead of Marissa, I actually changed it to my real first name. You'll never find me. Just put it that way. Just, how can I email you a picture of my awesomeness?
Roverradio.com.
Okay, and also, will you please vouch me that I'm crazy? Nobody believes, man. What's the medication, man?
Yeah, we all vouch for that, the whole show.
Yeah, I'll straight jacket this broad. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, Marissa. All right, thank
Rover, you. What is it, though? Rover what?
At roverradio.com.
Rover Radio. What is it?
Rover. My name is Rover, right? So Rover at Rover.
Well, I know that.
Okay. Let's try it again.
Rover at roverradio.com.
There you go. Yes. All right.
Creamers. Bye.
Bye.
She can do your taxes for you, Rover.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sign me up.
Let me back this up a little bit. So we talked earlier about the girl on the plane. If she were to solicit you for sex, if it was Marissa, would you do it?
No.
Get a roll of duct tape to put over her mouth.
Nah, and I think that I still might.
I think that is the type of person that would be yelling, let's go to Mile High Club screaming. It's exactly this.
You're probably right.
Nonstop.
I might still do that, though, Charlie. You're on a plane. You're never going to see the chick again.
Well, the rest of the flight you are.
She'll find you.
When you get back to the seat, Rover, she's going to talk to you like that for the entire flight.
From Australia. You got 16 hours. Strap it up.
Yeah, you're going to the same place.
Yeah, that was cool. 2 minutes to get in the bathroom.
Speaking of her being an accountant and money, her little friend Flatitude, you're up $1,600.
I know, I see that.
Really? Sell it, man.
On Bitcoin?
On Bitcoin. He bought it for $6,700. It's up to $8,300. How do you have all that money in savings where you can just give $6,700?
I mean, I've been working since I was like 15.
That's
so
awesome.
I've been working. I've been saving.
Yeah.
I ain't been spending.
Earning.
Are you just selling it?
No, you got to do it. If you're up
that
Charlie.
Much, that can tank
any
day.
There.
I know, I'm riding the wave for now, but I'm very conscious about it. I check it pretty often. So.
I bet it's hourly.
Pretty damn close.
It just eats away at you because you're like, I don't want to lose it.
When
I was
it fluctuates
getting
so
sick.
Much.
Yeah, yeah. It just, and I'm like, I got to get out.
So yesterday was, what, 7,700? Mm-hmm. And now today it's 8,300.
I wonder if that irritates Dom that he makes that in one day. $1,600.
But he has to pull
out.
He does not have that yet.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say, we're not out of the woods just yet.
Yeah, he hasn't made it.
He has to sell it, and it could easily just drop down to 64 today.
But sit and ride it. Don't do what
no,
I
if did. Anything, sell. I actually don't think it'd be bad to sell right now. You just made some money. Get out.
Amy in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. I just... That chick, for a minute there, I had to be sure that wasn't the lady that was living in Jeffrey's attic.
Oh, my God. Cat lady.
Almost exactly alike, right?
Yep.
Remember the crazy cat lady? We got her on the phone. Same sort of stuff. Just rambling, incoherent stories.
Can't focus.
Right. Yeah. Maybe she's not. I believe that she's not on drugs. I think she probably would tell us if she was on drugs. I think. I think she's just. She has a mental problem, obviously, which she's probably incredible in bed, don't you think, Dieter? I mean, those are the chicks that are the best.
Oh, yeah, they'll do anything.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd forget what she's doing.
This is a statewide test of the Ohio Emergency
Radio Station.
Hey, are you listening?
Did we get your attention?
Good. We didn't want you to miss any of the show. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I have ice in my mouth. You guys chew on ice?
No.
No?
Bad for your teeth.
It means something. If
you're like, I chew on ice.
Dehydrated, maybe.
No, I think you're low on iron. Makes you chew ice. That's what I heard before.
I chew ice all the time. Love it. Love it.
What's low on iron?
I don't think that chewing on ice actually hurts your teeth.
The older you get.
You have anemia.
What?
Anemia.
I actually just started taking iron pills because I was feeling
anemic,
not like dizzy and like almost like a vertigo when I would get out of bed. I would be like, whoa.
And
I texted the dance moms. And I said, if something's wrong with me, I'm dizzy, just so you know. And they Googled it and they said, take an iron pill.
Oh, yeah. I get all my medical advice from the dance moms.
Yeah, that's why I go to.
And Google.
And Google. Wikipedia.
The Google.
So, yeah.
And
it's helped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you take it every day now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, kind of like, what about your, weren't you taking fish oil every day? Are you still taking that?
No.
How about the green tea pills?
No.
Okay. She was taking all these pills.
This is going to be just like one of those.
Vitamin D?
Vitamin D, my prescription ran out.
Yep.
It was like, remember it was like 60,000
right.
per week, units, you know, or whatever?
They always try to pimp that when you go to the doctor here in our area because they claim
I've never had that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I have.
They always, 60, oh, you're low on vitamin D.
Yeah.
We don't get enough sun here. But I've read studies that show doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't. And there's no effect of taking extra vitamin D.
Oh, I think so.
For women, I think the older that you get,
it says muscle, bones, energy.
Look it up.
I'm good.
So you're not taking it, though. Did you notice any difference? And the answer is no.
No, I did.
What a lie. Because if you noticed a difference,
you'd keep doing it.
You would keep doing it.
I tried.
You noticed no difference.
I'm telling you, my prescription ran out. And I went and I tried to get extra pills. And they're like, you have to get it from your doctor because I was getting the extreme. They have to go get blood work and everything like that for your annual physical. Nope,
yeah, it's all good. Here's someone that says they just did an emergency broadcast test during the middle of the show. I don't know what city that was in, but they say that iHeart really does hate you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
When's your contract up?
I don't know. I
22?
It might be next year. I really don't
21?
Know. I have no idea.
I think it's 21 you told us.
Yeah, it might be next year. I really don't know though. It was, I think I signed a contract for eternity, so I haven't been keeping track. It's not even a year and a half. If it's 2021, it's just a little over a year.
Wait, does your contract say 2021 or does it say 21? Because they're going to switch that, say, 2100 something.
They got you.
Does it go to, like, the beginning of the year? So it would be up on the 1st?
No.
Or is it a certain date?
April 1st.
Yeah, March 31st is your last day of that contract.
We have the aftermath coming up on RMG Plus. By the way, you know that we are going to be releasing new apps soon, any day, I hope. I shouldn't say any day. It's probably a couple weeks. I don't know. But you can access everything at roverradio.com. So you can watch or listen to the aftermath live or on demand as well and access all of your RMG Plus stuff there. This apparently was a revelation to people. I did not know this. I've had so many people say, hey, you guys are back and the app isn't working because we deactivated the old app. They say the app isn't working. How do I watch the aftermath or listen to the aftermath? I thought, and actually in the app, it says this app doesn't work anymore. go to roverradio.com.
But I don't think people are aware that they can watch the aftermath. They think that they could just watch highlight clips and stuff, or, you know, buy stuff or whatever. No. You can watch the aftermath and the Friday Leftovers and the regular show.
But in order to sign up for RMG Plus, you had to do that at the website.
Hey, you did that 6 months ago. You don't remember.
All right.
And a lot of people, and I know my phone was set up this way, like CNN on my phone. If I go to a CNN link, it opens the app every time.
Uh-huh.
And I bet a lot of people have it set up for roverradio.com. When you click a link, it'll just open the app.
Uh-huh.
So you have to just delete the app.
I think they're getting different error messages too, because some people have told me like, "Oh, we can't find the server for this app, or this app is not available in your country." So
just go to the website, and it all works on the website.
It does,
even on your phone.
Even on your phone.
That's the important part.
It'll play the audio in the background.
Yes.
So like you can, you know, years ago, if you wanted to play the audio, it would tie on the website on your mobile phone. Mm-hmm. It would time out when the screen went blank. That doesn't happen anymore. So you can play it in the background while you're doing other stuff.
When these apps come out, what apps are we talking?
What apps? Well, you mean what platforms?
What platforms? Let's get people hyped for it.
Okay. iPhone.
Nice. That's a big one.
Apple TV.
Okay.
Android. Android TV.
What is that?
It's Android TV. It's a set-top box that runs Android.
Oh, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
It's not Chromecast. This is something different.
Not Chromecast.
Okay, cool.
Like NVIDIA Shield is one. There's other ones, though. But it actually works pretty well. I had to buy one in order to test it. Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Roku,
new app. You can access all the Plus stuff there on Roku for the first time. And those will be the ones that we release first, and then after that, Amazon Fire tablets and Amazon Fire TV will be released at some point in the near future.
You're saying just like in a week is what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything. Okay. I'm done giving predictions.
Sometime
this year, new apps will be released. I'm fairly confident. I'm about 10% sure that we will be able to release new apps in 2020. See, I should have done that with, we have new apps coming out in 20.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey just said 20 years.
Did you mention Xbox or PlayStation or anything like that?
None of those are coming out.
Okay.
No. That's a whole different animal to develop for those. But the app does have Chromecast and AirPlay built in, so you can play the stuff right to your to Chromecast or to your smart TV or to whatever. You can do that. I can't wait for them to come out. Believe me, I want them out more than you want them out. Charlie, what do you have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We're going to recap the interview with Bobby Lee. We'll talk about Jeffrey having another accident on his wrist. And we'll talk about ripping farts in front of your lover. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right.
Hey, don't ever say that word again.
What, lover? Have you never loved or been loved?
It's you saying that word.
I don't
so
think there's
gross.
Anything wrong. It's kind of sensual.
Okay, two turning, words
it's,
never
just turning
say.
People on right now.
Yeah, but oh, yeah. Scent, S E
yes.
E N T.
Got it.
Huh? S C E N T, yeah. Sensual. Because you're talking about farts.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's a, yeah.
Put that Burt Kreischer hoodie back on.
Yeah, more of this. More of this funny. Coming up soon. Yeah,
Snitzer's getting his own app with all this content. We can't contain it within our app. It's got to have its own.
Oh, good.
All right. Have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.